KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Hitting a legislative target.
We have delivered on the promise.
The Senate cleans up its act.
The most sweeping ethics and lobby reform since Watergate.
Consumer Reports and infant car seats.
This is a striking reversal.
China shoots down a satellite.
The space arms race that everyone has been fearful of.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Make it 6 for 6. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports from Capitol Hill that Democrats in the House are crowing about their major legislative push since taking control of Congress.
We made it within our 100 hours. Well within our 100 hours.
It was a bit gimmicky, but House Democrats beat the clock and passed 6 major bills as they promised, including raising the minimum wage, lowering interest rates on student loans, and raising taxes on oil companies. The House today will pass a measure to increase supervision of House pages following last year's Foley scandal. They'll add a parent to the board overseeing the program.
On the Senate side, it wasn't even close, as lawmakers okayed a sweeping ethics reform bill, among other things. It requires senators to give up gifts and free travel from lobbyists. A former Republican lawmaker caught up and the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal faces sentencing today. Ohio Congressman Bob Nave pleaded guilty in October to conspiracy and making false statements. Prosecutors are pushing for a 27-month sentence. It's a black eye for Consumer Reports. The magazine readers trust for its evaluation of an array of products has admitted a damning report on infant car seats was based on flawed tests. Ken Wine is a Consumer Reports spokesman.
We are conducting an internal investigation, reviewing all aspects of the story, and will be conducting further tests in the future.
What happened? CBS News correspondent Bob Orr says the tests, in which many of the infant seats failed disastrously, were carried out at much higher speeds than reported.
Sources say government crash experts questioned the magazine's report from the start. And when the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration did its own round of tests just days ago, investigators zeroed in on a whopping mistake. While Consumer Reports claimed it used a 38-mile-per-hour side impact collision, the seats were actually tested by an outside lab at speeds topping 70 miles per hour, where seats would almost certainly fail.
Well, in the battle of the sexes, men lose this one by a mile. It's the latest study on the relative dangers of men and women behind the wheel. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Out here on the open road, it's the battle between men and women.
Everyone knows it's the men that lose their cool.
A new study based on federal numbers says men have a 77% higher risk of dying in an accident than women.
My wife's a lot less aggressive than I am when we're driving.
Researchers say men are more aggressive, go faster, and more often drink before driving. And teenage boys may have a rep for being wild behind the wheel, but the numbers show elderly women are more likely to be in a fatal accident. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And Defense Secretary Robert Gates is making his second trip to Iraq inside a month, this time a surprise visit to Basra for talks with Allied field commanders. Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's militia has been blamed for much of the sectarian killing in Iraq. Now, as CBS's Cammy McCormick reports from Baghdad, U.S. and Iraqi forces say they've arrested one of his top aides.
A U.S. military statement doesn't identify the suspect, but says he's believed to be connected to death squads, groups which kidnap, torture, and kill Iraqi civilians and are behind much of the sectarian violence here. The military also says he is suspected in the assassination of numerous Iraqi security forces and government officials, and there was credible evidence leading to his arrest.
Well, the price tag of a college education has never been higher, and it's forcing a growing number of applicants to make tough choices. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy with that story.
More students are settling for their second or third choices for college, but not because they weren't accepted by the top pick. Rather, they just can't afford it. The latest annual survey by UCLA's Higher Education Institute found a third of freshmen were attending college somewhere other than their first choice, the most since 1988. A third of those said money was the primary reason. Other reasons included geography and athletics. Average tuition and fees at public four-year colleges increased by more than 6% last year to just under $5,000. That's 35% higher than it was 5 years ago. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The Berthoud High School wrestling team has resumed practices without two of its members. Last night was the team's first time on the mat since an SUV hit 17-year-old Tyler Karen and Nico Landeros Monday night. Each boy had to have both legs amputated. The wrestling coach says the teens will be back as athletes.
As we get farther along and they get into rehabilitation, that's going to be an asset to both of them, that they can push each other and help each other, and they'll be competitive. I think we'll see these boys compete again in some kind of sport.
Landeros remains in critical condition at Denver Health Medical Center. Karen has been awakened from a medically induced coma and taken out of ICU. Police say a second person arrested in connection with that huge fire at a Colorado Springs apartment complex had been fighting with his girlfriend who lived there. Police say, yes, the two suspects are related.
Gene Johnson and Derek Johnson are both cousins, and we believe they're both involved.
Both men could face first-degree murder charges. The two men who died in that fire have not been identified. And Governor Ritter plans to visit Sterling, Burlington, and Trinidad today as his inaugural tour around the state continues. He'll be in La Junta, Alamosa, Durango, Rifle, and Grand Junction tomorrow, Edwards and Steamboat Springs on Sunday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. A great start to our Friday. Very light conditions across the metro area. No major issues for you to deal with. Seeing the usual increase on I-25 through downtown, eastbound 270 across Commerce City. And right now, streets calm in Boulder, just except for construction. Turnpike wide open into the city. We do have a pretty serious rollover crash up north in Weld County on 285 at 6th Avenue. Both 6th and the railroad tracks closed in that area. 285 remains unaffected. Security wait time at DIA, 5.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Golf Garus, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Tom Moore, your local retailer. Audit defense fees apply.
The Osgood File, January 19th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. The high today, 37 under sunny skies, and it's Friday, so let's celebrate. We're getting ready to get into the weekend. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, along with John M. and John Turk, who produces this show. Gentlemen, good morning.
A pleasure, sir.
A little griping on my part at the very beginning here. Man, it was like 11 degrees when I went outside this morning and got in the...
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Energy Hog to Team! I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy!
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows!
Just like we thought, boss! No insulation in the attic!
Perfect! Now go wild and waste some wattage!
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
And about how she feels his chances are and her view of the freshman senator from Illinois who is going to he's gonna run for the presidency. I mean, I've already gone to his political, his exploratory committee website, which, by the way, has no positions on there. If you want to know his positions on issues, you got to go to his senatorial website. But you go to his exploratory committee website, and you can sign up. And I signed up for that. However, if they call me to volunteer, what I'm going to have to tell them is that I can't because I'm going to work on the Mark Udall campaign for Senate. And I am going to put time into that this year. This, by the way, is your official electronic Mark Udall for Senate headquarters.
Yay!
Yeah. And also, Christy Harvey will be here from the Center for American Progress. She'll be here at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk over stuff with her. So, 303-713-7600, or as the amateurs say it, 303-713-7600. And we could talk about anything you want to talk about. I got four lines open. And I got a pile of stuff over here to get into, including... I want to ask people about MySpace.com because I've never been there.
Me neither.
I've never looked at it. There's a big controversy about MySpace. It's being sued. Plus, I have a friend who has Tom Russell, who's just here in town, has got a place on MySpace along with a video up there. And I don't even know the slightest thing about it. So I want to know how many of you are involved in MySpace and how many of you use it. And I want to talk about that. Also, we can celebrate this morning because the House of Representatives, as promised by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, have finished their 100-hour agenda early with plenty of time left over. Okay, and that contrasts with the former do-nothing Congress we had, the House of Representatives, which basically did nothing. So we'll talk about that. There's a whole bunch of things to talk about. Iraq, I can just go on and on. And Ted Nugent proves once again that the GOP is nothing but the angry white man's party. And we'll get into that, too. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, the phones are open at 303-713-7600. And here's Gina. Let's find out how open the highways are.
Thanks, Jay. Well, still a pretty calm start to the morning. We're enjoying a stall and collision-free ride. Nice drive right now on I-25 through the Tech Center. Looking good on Highlands Ranch, C-470. Do have the usual buildup, though, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and, of course, along I-70 at the I-25 corridor. Now, up north in Weld County, we got a pretty serious crash, rollover crash. It's affected the area right near 285 and 6th Avenue. Actually, the railroad system closed in that area. 6th Avenue also shut down. Looks like an ongoing police investigation. 285 remains open. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny but cool, high of 38 right now, fair and 9. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
As the snow keeps piling up, so do the savings you'll find in this weekend's newspapers. Our advertisers are overstocked, and that means you'll be buried in great savings and special values. Look for the January White Sale every day, January 18th through the 21st. It's a blizzard of savings. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News, Power Tools.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Little Beatles this morning, why not?
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Things that Ahmadinejad did when he ran for the presidency is that he made these promises about how he was going to fix things economically, and he hasn't done it. He hasn't come through. So a lot of this bellicose, you know, yelling of his and this globetrotting that he does, a lot of it is designed for internal domestic consumption to try to take the populace's minds off of the things that they don't like that are going on. One of the problems that Tehran has is they've got plenty of oil, but they have no refinery capacity, so they can't make it into gasoline and usable fuel. So they have to send it out of the country and then have to come back in. And so their fuel system, where they buy gas, it's low, but that's because it's state-subsidized. So it costs them money. So this guy does not have an absolute and complete grip on power,
course,
some people would like to have us believe.
Then, of course, the Bush administration is just playing right into his hands by all the saber-rattling.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Just makes him stronger, which is a mistake. Which we got into that whole thing about Cuba and about Fidel. I mean, we've been making that mistake there for years by giving Fidel and Raul in Cuba and the Cuban authorities what they want by beating them up all the time. And if we would do more talking and less beating up, then we would be in a lot better shape. And I've said this before, and I'll repeat it because I really, really do believe this. The best thing that America has going for it, the best thing we have going for it, is not the material assets that we own, not the military wealth that we have, but the best thing that we have going for us, even though every day there are negative stories about us and about people in this society who don't do right, who commit crimes and bad things happen, the best thing we have going for us is us. We're really good people. You know, when you take this population, Republican, Democratic, Independent, whatever, Green, whatever your affiliation is, if you take this population by and large, we are good people, and we're the best ambassadors, and we're the best sales product for our way of life, much better than what the State Department can come up with, much better than what our own government can pump into these countries via things like Radio Marti and the Voice of America. We are much better salespeople. So if they were to have allowed people like you and myself to, say, for instance, go to Cuba or allow us to travel to Iran and not have these restrictions on it, or allow us to have more involvement with the Arab world, or allow us to have, which we'll never get because North Korea would never permit it, but if we could go there, and if people meet you and find out what kind of person you are, and then they come away with a good feeling about Americans. But when the government takes the lead and doesn't have any kind of great degree of belief in diplomacy, and what they hear is this constant saber-rattling threats, economic attacks against them, then what ends up happening is they get nationalistic, they hate us, and then on top of that, they get fearful of us, and that to me is what leads to trouble. I mean, that's what causes problems. That's why if you look at Iraq and you look at the public opinion polls that are taken there, the majority of the Iraqis think that we are occupiers. The majority of the Iraqis do not like us. Now, do you blame them for not liking us? I mean, when you have an outstanding figure, and you never hear about this in the news, and nobody ever talks about this, but check it out. Do you know that 70%, I've said this once before, do you know that 70% of Iraqi school children do not go to school? They get no education whatsoever. Reason they don't go is because it's not safe. 70%. Could you imagine if 70% of the United States school-age children didn't go to school? What kind of future are you building? Imagine the trauma that those kids see. Now, who do you think they're going to grow up and dislike? And who do you think they're going to blame for all of this trauma? Do you think they're going to blame the Iranians? Do you think they're going to blame the Russians? Do you think they're going to look at Cuba? Do you think they're going to blame the Saudis? No, they're going to blame us for this. So we're building and harvesting and growing generations of people who are not going to like us, who are not going to like us. And this straw man argument that people have been using now for 4 years? Well, Saddam was a bad guy. Yeah, he was a bad guy. No question about it. And maybe if we had done it a better way, maybe we could have toppled him or removed him or destabilized his government without getting us into the situation we're in now. But I get so tired of people sending me emails and calling me up and saying, well, yeah, but what are you saying? We shouldn't have gone in there and got him because he was a bad guy and a murderer. But you know what? As bad a guy as he was, we supported him at one time. He was a counterbalance to Iran, and we support a lot of bad people around the globe. But whenever you try to get to the point where you start to ask people, well, what about going and getting all of these bad people around? You know, then they don't ever want to talk about that. Then the other one that you always hear, which I find to be absolutely ridiculous. Anybody buys into this, okay, which is this deal. If we leave Iraq, if we get out, if we hadn't done what we did, the terrorists would follow us here. Okay, you know what that's an admission of? That's an admission of saying that we are incapable of taking care of ourselves, that we cannot harden the defenses of the United States and protect ourselves, that we have to aggressively go thousands and thousands of miles to another country to defuse a perceived threat instead of saying to the perceived threat, listen, you want to come try to attack us? Fine, give it a shot, but trust us, you're going to die, and if we catch you, you're going to go to trial because we have the wherewithal to do it. Instead, we're blowing all this money out the tube over here, and we're putting now 21,500 more lives at stake. And it seems to me that all of these things, from diplomacy to all this stuff all the way through, is just so easy and so easy to figure out. And I'm no Rhodes Scholar. And I think I see it. I don't understand why nobody else sees
it. Yeah.
Seems, I really don't.
Seems apparent. You know, I liked the way Maliki said yesterday that Bush was helping the terrorists.
Yeah. What does George answer to that? Now Maliki is like giving Bush, crap. Now he's on his case all of a sudden about not enough arms and all this stuff, and he's talking back to him? How about that?
I love it.
Well, I mean, listen. On one hand, you go, hey, the guy may have a point. But on the other hand, you say to him, look, get Motada or whatever his name is, get El Sadr, and we'll discuss it. Although they arrested one of his top aides in Baghdad last night. However, you know they've done this before.
Yeah, don't you think there's a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge going on between Maliki and El Sadr?
We'll see. You know, of course, El Sadr supports Maliki.
Yeah,
and has 38 seats in the Iraqi parliament. But we'll see if they hold this guy or if he gets out. See, I could solve all these things. Why not send me to Washington? Yeah, right.
Would you really want to be in Congress?
No.
No.
No, I'm not stable enough. But it just seems to me that this stuff is so simple.
Yeah, you know, it seems like that to us. But then, of course, we don't have access to all the facts.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, there's one set of
we
facts.
Don't see everything. You don't see everything I see.
Yeah, there's one set of facts, and then there's their set of facts, which is kind of like what Karl Rove said prior to November the 7th to that guy on NPR, that poor schlup, where he said, you have your numbers, but I have the real poll numbers. right, Carl, poll this, okay? Yeah, you got the poll all right, but it had nothing to do with numbers. All right, it's 6:32, open phones, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, use these lines or lose them, and we'll take calls coming up here as long as you make them. And we're going to check a traffic right now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Excellent drive around the city. You're going to run into the normal snag, southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen. 6th Avenue starting to bog down approaching I-25. Your commute through Aurora, though, is in great shape right now. No major backups. We will have problems in the Parker-Arapahoe area today, though. Construction will tie up that intersection, at least westbound, through this afternoon. It caused some headaches yesterday, so be prepared for delays or seek an...
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
His head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
6:33, 33 minutes past the hour. Good morning. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now that I'm kind of out and about, I went out to Rocky's Autos yesterday to see what was going on. And man, oh man, they've got a great selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You know, if this is the winter where you're going to say enough, you want a four-wheel drive vehicle, you want a front-wheel drive vehicle, or an all-wheel drive vehicle, Rockies is the place to go get it, and their selection is huge. everything from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, plus a whole lot more. And their matching down incentive is still going on, too, up to $1,500. You put down up to $1,500, they'll match it, and you can have as much as $3,000 toward your next vehicle. And they've got great salespeople out there to wait on you, too. People like Marv Alshear and Gerard Menard and Fred Lebrato. And all the people out there work so very hard, Spanky Herrera and Ziggy and Isaac and everybody who works out there at Rockies, Steve, they really knock themselves out to do a great job. You know, a lot of times I get asked about two things. I get asked about the radio station, and I get asked about Rockies. When I was in the hospital, there were several people at Rose who worked there who wanted to talk one politics with me. And then the other thing they wanted to talk to me about was they wanted to ask me about Rockies and my experiences out there. And the fact that Mary and I have bought, I think the last count, something like five, six, seven automobiles out there. And the car I currently drove to work this morning, we got it to Rockies. So get on out to Rockies. They're family-owned and operated. Been that way since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin, your faith and values correspondent here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 37. Plenty of values, not much faith. All right, so open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Don't forget, guess how much weight I've lost. We'll start that on Monday, and you can go to am760.net for that. Let's get on the phones and go to Jim in Fort Collins. Jim, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Marvin. I'd like to talk about, I was watching Fox News this morning on television. I apologize. And,
I don't care.
A Republican senator has attached an amendment, apparently, to a Senate ethics bill. This senator, I think, is from Louisiana. His name is Bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jim Bitter is his name.
Yeah, this concerns lobbyist reform, and the amendment says that senators cannot have family members who are lobbyists. And even though it's attached to attached by a Republican senator, even though Fox News takes glee in pointing out hypocrisy by various Democratic members, I think it's a good bill. I think it makes sense. I'm from Massachusetts. I'm a liberal. But I always found it distasteful that, for example, Tom Daschle from South Dakota, his wife was a lobbyist, Harry Reid, various others, many of them, have family members who are lobbyists and lobby before the Senate. I don't think it's right. On television this morning, this particular senator appealed for us to write our own senators and try to keep this amendment attached so that it doesn't get removed in committee. Can you discuss it? I'll hang up and listen on the radio.
Well, I don't know that there's much to discuss. I mean, I think either you support it or you don't. I don't think that, to me, it doesn't bother me that, for instance, my brother or my sister, which neither of them would do because I don't have a brother and my sister wouldn't do this, but my brother or my sister, if they decided to become a lobbyist and I were a senator or a congressman, that wouldn't bother me. What would bother me is I would want to make sure that they could not lobby me, you know, that they couldn't come in to me and talk to me about something that I'm involved in. But if they choose to have a career that's separate from what I do, but based in the same circles, that doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't think the guy's amendment is bad. I think it's good. But if my brother Harry wants to be a lobbyist for the electronic industry, that's okay. But if I'm sitting in the 5th Congressional District in Colorado and I'm involved in that, I don't want him coming to me and trying to lobby me. I think that should be against the law.
May I interrupt?
Sure.
It seems to me that even if he doesn't lobby you, he can lobby your circle of friends and circle of influence. And I just think it's too murky. Anyway, currently it's in it's attached to the Senate bill, and this particular senator's fear is that it's going to get removed in committee. It looks like a majority of the senators want it. And I think it's worth keeping. Let me hang up and let somebody else call in, sir.
All right, thank you. Don't call me sir, too. Call me Jay. Oh, okay. Well, I'm uncomfortable, though, when people call in and call me sir.
I always say my dad is Mr. M.
Yeah, I mean, I just get uncomfortable by that. But he's got a good point there about that about that bill. And that bill's probably is a good idea. Because lobbyists are bad news.
No, that whole K Street thing under the Republicans.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the most massive corruption, I think. I mean,
right.
Abramoff.
I agree.
Once we find out more about Abramoff and how far his tentacles were reaching, I think this is going to be one of the biggest scandals in the history of Washington.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. And thinking about what you're saying and what he's saying, maybe the best thing is to fix it so that you can't have family members who lobby.
Yeah.
But I'm not used to, I guess I made that statement off the very top of my head because I don't have a close family. As a matter of fact, I have a dysfunctional family. So I wouldn't care what two of my sisters did. I wouldn't give a damn. And if they came to lobby me, I'd throw them out because I wouldn't want to have anything to do with them. And they certainly wouldn't get near my friends. But there are people who do grow up in regular families. And, yeah, there is something kind of bad about that where you're sitting in Congress or Senate and your brother is a lobbyist for the, I don't know, gas and energy or something and is going around, lobbying against oil royalties or tax breaks, which, by the way, the House turned back yesterday.
Wasn't that great?
Which was another great move. Let's go to Deb in Loveland. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. First of all, congratulations on all the weight loss, and I'm rotten at guessing, so I'm not going to even try.
Well, you might as well give it a shot. You win some good stuff.
Anyway, I was calling because Lieutenant Eric Wantata, his trial is coming up February 5th, and he is going to trial because he refused to go back to Iraq. He said, I'm being asked to do illegal things. And it's a crime by international and U.S. law, and I won't do it. And so he's standing on principles. Well, people say, well, but you signed up for the military, and you've got service to do, and you've got to do it. But then when Lindy England and Lieutenant Grainer, I hope I got that right, they're in jail because they obeyed those orders. They were told to torture people. They tortured people in Abu Ghraib, and they're in jail. We seem to have a very big double standard on what we mean when we say support the troops when it plays out.
Well, first of all, I got to interrupt on one point here. Lindy England may have followed the rules. And Grainer may have followed the rules. They may have followed what they were told to do. And I would agree in principle that the punishment for that, for Abu Ghraib, didn't go up high enough. No question about it. Should have gone all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There was nothing in the rules that told her to pose for those pictures.
Yeah.
There was nothing in the rules
correct
to tell her to do that kind of stuff. Now, when you go before a jury, military or otherwise, and the prosecution's got these pictures, it doesn't look like to me that she was putting up much of a squawk or an objection to what she was doing. It looked like to me she was having a frat party.
Yeah.
So I don't feel sorry for her in the least.
And I don't either.
And I don't think her case is the same as the gentleman that you're bringing up, and I don't think you can equate the two.
You're right. I'm going to back down. I do feel that you have to do what's right, not what you're told to do, and you have to outright disobey orders if you're told to do the wrong thing.
Yes, and you have to be prepared to suffer the consequences, and nobody showed us that more than Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. He went to jail for doing the right thing. And I think that young people who are considering a military career because those recruiters are in the school and trying to get their meat into that door of their office, they have a responsibility to teach those young people that you're held accountable for your actions, and if you obey orders that are illegal orders that are against international and U.S. law, that you will be held accountable, and you need to be taught what those rules are, because I think that Lindy England and Grainer were ignorant people. They didn't have a right to be ignorant. They had to educate themselves about what their duty was.
I don't know if they were ignorant or not. I mean, do you ever think that maybe that there are some people who are attracted to that kind of stuff and who find pleasure in it, and it has nothing to do with whether they knew what they were doing was wrong or not, that that wasn't the consideration?
But they ought to know what's going to happen to them. I think everybody ought to know what's going to happen to them if they do certain things. And I think the American, you know, I've learned more about international and U.S. law since the Iraq War started, because there was a lot I was unaware of, and I suspect a lot of Americans, and for that matter, people around the world, are ignorant of what that law is.
Well, I believe that they do teach them in the service, but I don't totally and completely know how much they teach them, because I have never been in the service, and maybe somebody who has been in the service can call up and fill us in on this at 303-713-7600. Hey, thank you for the call. Thanks for getting up this morning.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right, and a good weekend, too. 646, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I'm going to have put on the station website a picture of myself and John M. with me with a leash around John M.'s neck and a cigarette in my mouth. And then, you know, that's cool.
As long as I don't have to get naked.
You know, I'll have that with my foot on his back, okay? Show who runs this show. All right. Well, take a look at traffic. I got three open lines, 303-713-7600.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
With Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:47. It's 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you know the Dachshund? What's wrong with me? The Dachshund of today was developed in Germany more than 300 years ago to hunt badgers, which, you know what? I never knew that. And I love Dachshunds. Dachshunds. I love them.
You're welcome.
They're great dogs. And that's what they were designed to do. They were designed to hunt badgers. Now, I have no idea. My Welsh Corgi was trained and designed to herd, and I have no idea what the Minpin was designed for, other than to cause trouble. That's all I got. But, you know, one thing Mary and I did a long time ago was we started our dogs out on Purina One. And I keep telling you morning after morning, I mean, people say, wow, when they see Coco and Jackson. We sent out Christmas cards with their pictures on it, and people were like, whoa, because they do look healthy, and they are healthy. We don't spend hardly any money in vet bills. They have an energy level you wouldn't believe. Sometimes it's a little bit too high. And their coats and teeth are great, and their breath is fresh. I mean, this really does work. So here's an exciting offer that you don't want to miss. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Call today. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Queen! Yes! Freddie Mercury. 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 37. Chance of snow this weekend. Queen's on the road though, but not with Freddie Mercury because he's dead. But who are they out there with? Paul Reynolds? Is that the guy's name from Bad Company?
That sounds.
And they did well on tour too. They made a lot of money. And I don't know if I would go. I saw Queen once, but I don't
with Freddie.
Yeah, with Freddie Mercury. Yeah. I don't know if I'd go see Queen again without him. Has anybody seen Queen without Freddie Mercury?
It's like seeing The Who without Entwistle, you know.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, The Who are out there, too, and they made a lot of money this year, too, in tours. I was reading this in Rolling Stone. And Paul Rogers, that's who Queen is. And the Who made a lot of money, but The Who, to me, are like not The Who because there's too many people missing.
Yeah, I mean, Keith Moon, I mean, well, you know, they were still The Who as long as it was Entwistle and Daltrey. And,
but those guys are gone, aren't they?
But
Entwistle's dead.
Entwistle's dead. Moon, of course, died a long time ago. So all you got left are Daltrey and, what's his name? Townsend, Pete Townsend.
Yeah. Is that enough? I mean, would you pay, like, say, $100 or $125 a ticket? Just for those two guys?
You know, the joke about what they should have called their new album was Who's Left?
Yeah, Who's Left? But no, seriously, would you pay $125 for that?
No.
No, see, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't pay $125 to see anybody.
I saw The Who at Folsom Field in, like, I think it was like 87 or 88 or 89. I was in high school, and it was awesome. I mean, Pete Townsend is still great. You know, but I'm a younger generation, so obviously it's a little different than
that's cool. But you of a younger generation still appreciate those old geezers like us old geezers do.
Well, I pay $136 or $150 for decent seats to see the Stones. I have paid that. I'd pay that. I'd pay good money to see Bob Dylan.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I'm too old to deal with crowds. I reached a point where I worked in rock and roll radio for so long.
Yeah, you can't take these crowds.
I always had backstage passes.
Oh, well, didn't we all?
And, you know,
I started a line of cocaine, the size of I-25. What difference does that make when I was in rock and roll radio? But it still doesn't mean you can't deal with crowds.
I can't deal with being out there with
Oh, for crying out loud. Don't go out of the house, okay?
Jeez.
We just learned that John M. is not a people person.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a crowd person.
Bring your pet pit bulls. That'll take care of it.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Ann in Morrison. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi,
Jay. Listen, this morning, this week in the news, Barack Obama was compared to Lincoln.
Right.
And one thing that occurred to me is, I don't know how many people know, Lincoln was a Republican, and his vice president, Andrew Johnson, was a Democrat.
That's exactly right.
And I wondered if Barack might benefit from having a Republican running mate. They'd have wider spread appeal maybe throughout the country, and they would hogtie the media.
I don't think that's a bad idea. You'd have to find a Republican, though, that would fit
well,
in with him.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to come up with this morning and haven't been able to.
Lincoln Chafee is out of work.
There you go. Well, at any rate, I just wanted to share that fact. I just thought it was really interesting, and that was something that I thought might be doable in this day and age.
Listen, I think it is very. I think it's very, very, very doable. Kerry talked to McCain. Of course, McCain's got too big an ego, and now we see why McCain said no, because he wants the presidency so bad he'll suck up to anybody, including James Dobson.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's a bad idea. Question would be, what Republican would you go to that would be compatible with him? That would be number one. And then number two, what Republican would take that job? Now, I'm sure that you could find somebody, but you got to find somebody who would be compatible, and off the top of my head, I can't really think of anyone.
I would think it would have to be someone, you know, new and young and fresh, and maybe a little more malleable.
Mm.
But I couldn't come up with a name. I just wanted to throw that out there because I thought that was an interesting fact.
Yeah, so, I think it's a good fact.
And I would love to see what the media would do and how they would react.
Well, the media would be stuck.
Yeah, they would. And I would love to see that.
They would be stuck. And I'll tell you something. I think the country would gain.
Yeah, I think they would.
To be truthful. Well, see what other people think about the idea.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Sure, you bet.
All right, take care.
All right, see you later. Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Welcome back, Jay.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I had a comment about Maliki. Oh, gosh. You know, it's my impression that the Bush administration, the message that he's been giving Maliki thus far has been kind of you know how he's been fond of saying, when they stand up, we will stand down.
Right.
Well, I think the message he's been giving this guy is, listen, whenever you guys decide to stand up, then we'll talk about standing down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the message, he should be changing this message to, listen, you guys had better stand up because we are standing down starting now. And if it were up to me, I would start pulling these guys out of there at a rate of 10,000 a month. In a year and a half, we'd be out of there. That way the Republicans would win. We'd be gone but in time for the election. The Democrats would get what they want, so they win. America wins. And we just tell them, listen, if you guys want to turn this into a Shiite bashing the Sunnis kind of a government, then you better look out, because our buddies the Saudis are going to come in here and they're going to clean your clocks. You know what I mean?
Well, and, I don't know if you could just do that. I think you got to go and do what the Baker Commission talked about. I think you got to go out there, and I think you got to get the Saudis, and you got to get the Jordanians, and you got to get
and you got to get
the Iranians, and you got to get the Syrians, and you got to get everybody else involved to try to stabilize the country, and help us turn around a terrible mistake that we made. And as far as Maliki goes, and I hate to say this on the radio, but I thought this morning, and it's probably a wrong thought, but I had it. You know what? I'd like to punch him in the head. I mean, I think he's just an idiot. And I'll tell you something else. I think he's a liar, too. And it's obvious that, you know, that he's a sectarian whore. And it's like Bush keeps talking about what a great guy he is. And that's another example of this administration lying to us, you know, once again. Ron, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay. More open phones coming up, 303-713-7600. And we'll talk to Lynn Sweet of the Chicago Sun-Times about Barack Obama. And that's coming up in about 30 minutes. So stick around.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The AM
the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The need for speed, a new report says it's one reason a man behind the wheel is more dangerous than a woman.
I think it's very antiquated to say that women are lousy drivers.
Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Behind the wheel.
The average man's much more likely to get killed than the average woman.
77% more likely, says Carnegie Mellon University researcher David Girard, mostly because men drive more aggressively, go faster, and are more likely to drink and drive.
I have to agree. My wife's a lot less aggressive.
But even the researchers aren't always comfortable.
I oftentimes will let my wife drive, and I'll be in disbelief, but I'll just say, look at the data, look at the data.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The top commander in Iraq says the extra troops President Bush is sending to Baghdad could begin heading home in a matter of months. But General George Casey says it all depends on how much progress American and Iraqi troops make against insurgents and militiamen.
It's probably going to be the summer, late summer, before we get to the point where the people in Baghdad feel safe in their neighborhoods.
British doctors say some Iraqi children are dying for no good reason. They're asking Tony Blair to do something about it.
One child died because doctors didn't have a needle small enough to fit a vein. Another because there were no child-sized oxygen masks in the hospital. The doctors say hundreds of horror stories like this have played out in Iraq. They also say the U.S. and Britain might be violating the Geneva Convention, which orders occupying powers to look after the medical needs of the civilian population.
CBS's Vicky Barker reporting from London. In Washington, the Senate has voted overwhelmingly to ban taking free gifts from lobbyists. The House finished work on the Democrats' 100 hours agenda by ending some oil company tax breaks. Now that police have found two kidnapped Missouri boys, they're looking for any evidence that would tie suspect Michael Devlin to another abduction more than 15 years ago. Deborah Henderson Griffith's son Arlen was 11 when he went bicycle riding in Moscow, Missouri. Never returned home.
Oh, my God. Just like, I want to come home. I can know.
It's an unusual manhunt. Police across the country are after three pregnant teenagers wanted for attacking the woman in charge of their group home in American Fork, Utah.
One girl hit her over the head with a frying pan, and the others grabbed her, and they tied her up with the electrical cord and started taping her to a chair.
A police spokeswoman says the girls took off in a stolen van. There's no rest for the weather-weary and other storms bearing down on Oklahoma and Missouri. Some places could get half a foot of fresh snow over the weekend. Thousands who lost power during last week's ice storm still haven't gotten it back. Texas is in for more stormy weather. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down a half point. The letter says you've made it, but just getting accepted to a top college is only half the battle. The latest UCLA survey shows that a third of current college freshmen snubbed their first choice. Money was the biggest reason. This is CBS News.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
New on DVD.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 208 rescue swimmers.
No matter what happens out there, you stay together.
For these real heroes, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the reward.
Let's go!
Kevin Costner, Ashton Kutcher, The Guardian, including an alternate ending. Ordered on DVD and Blu-ray disc January 23rd. Bonus material not rated. Rated PG-13 for intense sequences of action, peril, brief strong language, and some sensuality.
Lowe's, for all your home improvement needs.
And good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Springs police say that fire in an apartment complex where two bodies were found early this week may have been related to a fight between a man and his girlfriend, although they're not saying how that sparked the blaze. Two people found dead in that building have not yet been identified. Two men, cousins, are under arrest. Now that the house is finished up, it's whirlwind 100 hours, well ahead of schedule, with six major pieces of legislation. Eyes are turning to the U.S. Senate. Colorado Senator Ken Salazar supports the increase in the minimum wage the House passed, but he also wants it to help small businesses who will be most affected by it.
I also believe that we need to create some tax relief for small businesses who will be the ones that will be impacted significantly by the minimum wage increase.
The Senate Finance Committee has put together a package of tax incentives for small business. Salazar's two amendments now included in that bill. By the way, Senator Salazar will be making history when he speaks at the Capitol today. He'll deliver the Democrats' first Spanish language preview address to next week's presidential State of the Union. And as you probably heard by now, University of Colorado President Hank Brown, who helped burnish the school's image after a series of embarrassing scandals, has announced he'll be resigning early next year, just 30 months after taking over the state's flagship university. Former Colorado U.S. Senator says he's achieved his goals. Now he wants to teach political science at CU's Denver campus. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. A little sluggish for you along the interstate as you make your way through downtown I-70 to Speer. Had a fender bender, but it's now out of the way. Not good out of Thornton North Glen. Speeds in the teens along your 104th to 84th stretch. You want to allow enough time. Eastbound arteries really heating up now with heavy traffic on 6th Avenue, I-70, the Boulder Turnpike. We do have a crash eastbound Arapahoe east of Peoria, right at Revere, busy intersection, and signals flashing red in all four federal at Florida. Security wait time at DIA.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
When I do it, everything goes dark. And I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence. Community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The .net plus. Check out the pictures.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Barack Obama quite well, and we'll talk to her. We got Christy Harvey coming up at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, let's go to Dan in Thornton. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
It's going good. What's up?
Well, I wanted to comment on the call earlier about military and learning the laws.
Right.
When I went to boot camp, I think it was like a day that we spent on, you know, international laws and stuff like that. It's not really stressed. I mean, maybe for Marines or Army, it's a little more since they're face-to-face with the enemy. But when I was, I mean, because I was in the Navy, and we didn't stress that at all.
So do you think that it should be more stressed? Do you think they should spend more time on it?
Probably the military is good at doing the initial, okay, we're going to teach you, but they probably should review it before sending the troops back over. So it probably should be reviewed. That's how the military usually works. You know, before you go into a combat situation, they always, okay, we need to review what you've learned in the past because we know you've forgotten it because that's the way we work.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea. I think that's a really a good idea. I think it should be reinforced. So to make sure that we stay within the law. Of course, we unfortunately have an administration that doesn't really believe in staying within the law.
That's very true. And unfortunately, when you're out there, because I was there during the first Gulf War, and it was not something, I mean, when things started happening, the last thing I was thinking was that those people who were in charge of me would be wrong.
Yeah, that's also something else. You have to have absolute belief in their word, right?
Oh, completely.
I mean, you depend on them.
Yeah, I never questioned somebody's decision when I was in the military.
Yeah, you know, it's always not, you know, when they say jump, you don't say how high. You just, okay, you go.
Oh, yeah, I was under the total belief because when I joined, it was for the experience, and I did a lot of things in my military career. I mean, I went in first as a submariner, then went to surface ships, and that's when I went to the Gulf, and then went amphibious at the end. And so I went there for the experience, and if someone in charge of me said, you know, jump, it wasn't how high, I was already jumping by the time they finished the command.
Right.
Well, you say you start out as a submariner. Submarines, why did you decide to get out of submarines?
Actually, mine was a medical condition.
Ah, okay.
Claustrophobia?
No, I wish, but no. I mean, I've seen what claustrophobia can do to a person. But I have a skin condition that just called psoriasis.
Oh.
It just got a little worse when you were underway, and it's an oxygen-deprived environment. So they decided it would be better off that I stay in the military but go surface.
Yeah, it's oxygen-deprived and high humidity, right?
You know, I never noticed the humidity, but I was stationed in Hawaii, so it's humid there all the time anyway.
Yeah.
How about claustrophobia? Do you see other guys go through that?
Yeah, we had a young recruit come up and went through sub-school, everything like that. Went to get into the submarine. I got about halfway down the main hatch and couldn't go any farther. His leg locked up. He was never even diagnosed with claustrophobia before that. We took him over to Navy medicine. Sure as anything, he was claustrophobic.
Well, you know, I applaud anybody who's in the military, and now, at 54 years of age, even though during my time the Vietnam War was going on and they wouldn't accept me because of my political beliefs and also the way I conducted myself at the induction center, now I'm kind of sorry I didn't go. Now I'm kind of sorry I didn't get in.
Right now, as things stand, I'm kind of under the belief that that almost everybody should do at least a two-year term in the military.
Would you make that mandatory as a part of being an American citizen?
Yes. I think that, one, there would be a lot less aggressiveness in our stance politically, but also that it does teach you to really appreciate what we
I don't know about that, but I think what you're saying about say, for instance, if we had a draft in this country, I think we'd be a lot less aggressive if everybody's kid had to go,
yeah,
not just a select few kids who have to go.
Correct.
I mean, would George, do you think, and I know this is an old argument, and I know that it's very cliche, but do you think George W. Bush and do you think the rest of Congress, who are basically the elites, whose kids are not there, and then, of course, you've got congressmen and senators and congresswomen whose kids are there.
Jim Webb.
Jim Webb's a good example, and have members of their families who are there. But do you think if everybody had to go, do you think you think they'd be that ready to march off to war?
I don't think so. But there's always ways around it. You know that they would be, you know, oh, my daughter and son are stationed over here, so I won't deploy those troops. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but, you know, you make it so it's airtight.
Yes.
So that there's no way the privilege can get out like during Vietnam.
Right.
All right. Hey, man, thanks, Dan. Thanks for the information, too, and thanks for your service to the country.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay, talk to you.
Have a great day.
What about that idea about we've talked about it on the air here before about a draft. If we had a draft, do you think this country would have bought into going to Iraq as quickly, or do you buy the idea that the country was scared and misled into doing this?
I think they were scared and misled.
So they would have done it anyway.
Would have been done anyway. At least that's my opinion. But I would favor some kind of national service, whether it was the military or the Peace Corps, or remember the old civilian, well, we don't remember, we're not that old, but the Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC. I mean, things like that where people, young people go around the nation improving the infrastructure as part of their service.
We can't have that, because what we've got to have is, we've got to have contractors.
Oh, I forgot.
Do that kind of work,
yeah,
who are politically connected.
Right.
Instead of having kids do it. What do you want to do? You want to take a break now and put Lynn Sweet on? Okay. 7:15, 15 minutes after 7. We'll take more of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. We're going to visit with...
They're going
to
jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
It's in stock, and nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more made on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through January 21st, only at the grand opening of Lowe's in Brighton, near the intersection of East Bromley Lane and I-76. See Lowe's of Brighton for special financing details.
Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided
provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The Job Fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality and early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Well, the White House has made a big reversal on eavesdropping. Senator Russ Feingold from the Judiciary Committee will join us to tell us what it all means. And House Democrats are now 6-for-6 on legislation with a 100-hour plan. DNC Chair Howard Dean joins us. And video game violence, what effect is it having on families and their kids? We'll have an expert from the Center for Media and the Family join us. We'll take your calls and the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Jay Marvin with you. High today, 37 under sunny skies. All right, let's go to somebody who I used to read in the Chicago Sun-Times when I lived there. And she has a lot of insight about Washington and how it works, but also a lot of insight about Barack Obama. We're going to talk to the Chicago Sun-Times Washington Bureau Chief, Lynn Sweet. And Lynn, good morning. I've never talked to you, never interviewed you, never had you on the air, but read you many, many, many times over the years.
Well, that's very kind of you, but glad to get to know you this morning.
Yeah, for sure. It's good to have you on here. Let's talk a little bit about Barack Obama. You know, most people outside of Illinois, I don't think, know this, that Barack Obama had a very, very easy Senate contest in that he ended up having to run against Alan Keyes, and Keyes was really a veritable joke. So Obama swamped him and overwhelmed him and won. But if he runs for the presidency and he goes through the primary, he's not going to be facing people of the caliber of Alan Keyes. He's going to be facing people with a higher caliber, and it's going to be a much tougher fight. Can he make the fight, Lynn?
Well, I think he knows that Alan Keyes was a cakewalk. He's still smarting a little bit from not getting the recognition that he thought he deserved for his primary campaign, which was a good race. Frankly, if your name was on the ballot, you would be the senator today running against if Alan Keyes was your opponent in Illinois. So, having said that, that was 2004. Now we're in 2007. Barack Obama works in a different world. You know, just last night, I was watching him from the Senate Press Gallery. He had one arm draped at one time around John Kerry talking to him. He was chatting with Chris Dodd, two potential presidential rivals. He's just working at a different level. He knows that he won't have the same kind of, fast pass that he did last time.
You know, he's one of the smartest guys I think I've ever met, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing him probably 5 or 6 times with a guy you probably know, Bill Cameron, and he seems to be very, to me, very genuine, very real, and very smart. I mean, you ask him a question, I mean, he's got an answer. I think in a debate, in a large debate, with the likes of Hillary Clinton and Edwards and others, I think he would fare fairly well.
So my question is, the question you have for me is,
the question is, do you think he'd fare fairly well, or do you think it would be tough for him?
I think it could be very tough for him. They're all very smart people. They all will have, by the time the first debate happens, which is just actually a few weeks off, it will be in April in New Hampshire.
Right.
It'll be the first time that you get to see him with, in a sense, a jury of his peers. And he's good, but they're good, too.
A lot of people like him, but a lot of people I run into don't seem to know or aren't sure really what he stands for. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a mix because he's so much. He is a charismatic figure in our political life right now. I've seen people drawn to him. Yes, there's media hype, but yes, it's also true that people are drawn to him. So does that mean that they can't go on Senate.gov and read about his votes or go to his website and study up? I think what you're talking about is that perhaps there's not one issue that he's identified with. You know, if you say Al Gore, I might say global warming.
Right.
So I think that's the kind of thing that you mean. You know, if I say John McCain, you might say Iraq war something or air aviation.
Military, foreign affairs.
Stuff. Yes, you have that snapshot. Now, one of the things that Barack Obama does, in a sense, is talk about, change and we need a new politics, and all that is true, and those are broad strokes, but that doesn't bring you to the point where you could say he's identified specifically with this. I think one of the issues he has taken on is ethics, and the Senate finally last night did pass an ethics bill, but we're not at the point yet where I think there is a large number of people who I could walk up to on whatever your main street is in Denver, Michigan Avenue in Chicago, or in downtown Washington and say, name me three things that he specifically is about, besides the broad strokes of this kind of very consistent criticism, I think he's had of partisanship.
Yeah, he jumped into the national spotlight, into the public consciousness at the Democratic Convention in 2004. And I remember I'm sitting there going, who is this guy? I mean, there was such an authenticity about him. But, you know, for most Americans, he just came out of nowhere. But he's laid the ground for his political career pretty carefully, hasn't he?
Yes and no. Some people might now be, as we speak, scouring the biography that his memoir that he wrote just as a young man and find stuff that you might make political hay out of already that's happened. So I think most people who have a serious feeling that they're going to run for the White House might not want to bar their soul in a memoir. On the other hand, it might serve him well because it's already out there and in print, so he thinks the worst of it might be over. But I think he has laid out an ambitious plan for himself. He ran for the state Senate in the mid-90s in Illinois. In the year 2000, he ran for the House. He lost, but by 2003, he was already in a Senate campaign. So I think that that alone shows you that he wants to put himself on a fast track, because now we're just weeks away from his formal presidential announcement.
7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock, Lynn Sweet, the Washington Chief Bureau, the head of the Washington Bureau at the Chicago Sun-Times. The only two things I know about him that are in his background is early cocaine use, which is in that book, and also this land deal that comes up every once in a while, which has something to do with the city, with Chicago itself. Can you explain a little bit about that land deal?
Yeah, I will. And that just came up in November, and I think that's the reason why he would not want to make his announcement in Chicago, because it's too easy for TV reporters just to go in front of that mansion and do their stand-up, because the land in question is next to the mansion that he lives in. And he bought that, by the way, with proceeds of the book money that he got for his bestsellers. I'm going to try and do this simple and in maybe 10 seconds. When he went to go buy the house he lives in now, there was a lot that was part of the deal, and in the end, that adjacent lot was purchased by a man now under indictment in the state of in Illinois. He, even though the indictment just came down fairly recently, at the time Obama bought his house and this shady, now indicted character bought the adjacent lot, he already was in the news as a shady character. And having said that, just an asterisk, they've known each other, however, for many years, apparently since Obama finished law school. Obama has said that getting into the deal with this guy was boneheaded. He's talked about it. I don't know if that's the last we're going to hear about it, because this figure named Tony Resco is facing many federal charges right now. He might have more to say. We've never heard his version of what happened in getting into this land deal with Obama. So there still may be more to come on that. Maybe it means something, maybe it doesn't.
So we'll just have to stand by and wait.
Oh, yeah, but I think people will be looking into it. Reporters are ready. You're looking at everything. And I think that's what you were talking about a few minutes ago when you say is this something he never experienced when he ran against Alan Keyes? And the answer, again, can only be underscored by one very interesting point I want to make. He has never even had one negative TV commercial run against him.
That's true.
Most people don't get to this point in public life and not have anybody say anything negative. There were opposition researchers on the campaigns of the people he ran against in the primary, and of the two opponents in the general, the one who dropped out. I don't know if Keyes had an Apple researcher, because he didn't have much of a campaign, but the point is, whatever was in those files, and a lot of it, from what I gather, might have just been analysis of his state Senate voting record, never got used, because there was no need to. So it's just a very unusual situation. But then you go to the question of, battle ready, but battle tested. Yes, I believe that Obama is battle ready. Senator Clinton is battle tested.
Yeah, she's had a lot heaved on her, and is still moving. And he, you're right, he has barely had anything. And I had forgotten about that part of the campaign about no negative ads. And you're right, he never had any. And Keyes never had any money really to get on the air, I don't think.
And even if he did, he was such a joke. It was
yeah,
such
he was.
A joke with the campaign. It was I couldn't even write about it most of the time because it was so much of a joke. And Obama then. The story became, by the summer of 2004, not so much the campaign, but after the Democratic convention in Boston, all of a sudden Obama went from the ground floor to the stratosphere, so it became more immediately about the Obama phenomenon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Lynn, thank you. I know you've got other things to do. Thank you so much for your time. And gee, it's just a pleasure to have you on. I admire your writing and your analysis very, very much, and have over the years. And people who want to read Lynn, she can go to thesuntimes.com. She's one of the best in the business. Thank you, Lynn.
Well, you're very kind, and I have a blog, too, if your listeners want to carry on the conversation after we hang up.
Oh, yeah. How do they get to that? Do you know? Can you
the main place is just go to www.suntimes.com, and then you'll see where there's blogs. And within a few clicks, you'll find me.
Okay, thank you very much, Lynn. Hope to have you on the show again.
I thank you.
All right. There's Lynn Sweet. Great.
What a nice
great writer.
Lady.
Oh, she's great. Nobody is just great. She's the Washington Bureau Chief of the Chicago Sun-Times. If anybody knows Obama, she certainly does. And the other guy who knows him real well is a guy by the name of Bill Cameron, who I used to do a show with in the afternoon called Chicago PM, which the management... zipped, pulled the rug on because we were too liberal.
Gee.
One of these days I'll get Bill on to talk about him, too. Bill knows where a lot of, Bill's like Lynn and knows where a lot of the bodies are buried. But what she was saying about Obama, not about the negative campaign ads, I had forgotten totally about that at all. He's never really had one run. And for those people that don't know what went on there, he had, when he got the nomination and was running and was going to run for the Senate, the guy who was going to run against him, his last name was Ryan.
Jerry Ryan's husband.
It was Jerry Ryan's husband, and Jerry Ryan came forward. Is she still on television?
Yeah, she's on Shark, that new series with James Woods.
Yeah, very attractive lady, very smart. She came forward and said that he had tried to take her to these quote-unquote sex clubs. And that was part of, I think, a part of his divorce from her.
Yeah.
And so he was forced to resign. So did the Republican Party of Illinois, do they go out and get somebody, like, credible to run?
No, they get a carpetbagger.
They bring in Alan Keyes, okay? The guy is like a frickin' joke. And I think I've told the story on the air here. Turk, have I ever told that? I think I've told that story about Keyes. Yeah, I've told it. About Keyes and his gay daughter, Maya.
I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, I'll tell it again real quick. I get a great pleasure in telling it.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, it's my only moment. You know, it's a true test that I do not have the stomach anymore prior to the operation. For the extreme controversy that I used to generate, like back in the days when I worked here on another radio station, in that I'm on stage with him at the radio the right-wing radio station's 75th or 80th birthday Bund rally, and I could have turned to him and I could have said, you know, you talk constantly about gay rights and about how much you're against them and about how much you're against homosexuals and gays and lesbians. How do you explain your own daughter Maya, who's got a picture of her and her lover on her blog? And I didn't.
You didn't do it.
Because the whole place would have gone up for grabs, and the people would have jumped out of the audience and stormed and beaten me to death. So, you know, because that's how they are. Yeah, you swine.
Swine don't.
You know, so I get booed enough anyway, so I left it alone. All right, open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Myself, Jay Marvin, and John M., and we'll take your calls coming up. I got two lines open. Get off your half moons. Let's talk about it. You want to talk about Obama or anything else in the news? Let's get it on, and we'll check traffic with Gina.
Well, the toughest ride this morning going to be on that northwest side of town, southbound 25, crawling through Thornton North Glen, eastbound 270 loaded up through Commerce City, as are the eastbound lanes of both the Boulder Turnpike and 6th Avenue, starting at about Sheridan. You got a nice drive, I-25 through the Tech Center, no delays on C-470 through Highlands Ranch. We do have this one crash in the cleanup eastbound Arapahoe, east of Peoria. It's right at that busy intersection of Revere. Security wait time at DIA.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
And receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Your lean, mean, progressive machine. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Unusual when you go home.
Some days, yes. Yesterday, I got really tired in the afternoon, and then I ended up like going to bed like obscenely early yesterday evening. But I feel pretty good this morning.
Good. I'm glad you're back, and take care.
Well, thanks.
One thing I wanted to say, I had to go back to the Martin Luther King Day thing because I ran across a few years ago a quotation from King, which I found very applicable to many situations, particularly the ones that we're in right now with the politicians in Washington. And what he said was, there is nothing in the world more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity.
Yeah, very true.
And I think that simply applies to so many things. I kind of cringe when I hear people say, what do you feel about this, as opposed to what do you think about this?
Well, I think when you say, what do you feel about it, it's the same thing as saying, what do you think about it? It's just a different way to say it.
Well, perhaps it is, but I think the process of really looking at information and making analysis is what's missing with the feel thing. But the King quote was what I wanted to give you. That was all, because I think that's extremely important.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think one of the challenges that we all have, I know I certainly have it. I don't know about anybody else. You only have so many hours in the day. You've only got so much time. How in the world do you do the necessary research to find out all the stuff that you really ought to know? Now, if you take somebody, for instance, who works all day, so when they're in the workplace, they're kind of in an isolated environment, they're cut off, or they don't really have time to sit there except maybe on their lunch break or something and, you know, go to the internet or look at things in depth. And then they end up having to, you know, come home, and then they got kids, and they got family, and they got all that stuff going on. So what ends up happening is you end up becoming prey to the media, and not by your own designs, but by the fact that you're in your car. So what do? You go to a talk station, whether it's us or it's the other talkers on the dial, and those guys are all, you know, right wing. And so then you get fed that information, and you don't really have time to sit down and do it for yourself. And the reason I bring this up to you, Larry, is because, you know, yesterday I said to Mary, when I got home in the afternoon, I said to her, you know, I just for once would like to turn on this car race that I have TiVo'd and watch it, but I can't. So I ended up doing the same routine that I always do, which is to read the parts of the New York Times that I missed and then turn on the various cable news networks and jump around and see what they're doing. And it's like you never escape. There never seems to be enough time in the day.
It's like you've been strapped to a mechanical bull, right?
Yeah, so how does a person who has, say, three kids and works their can off at work, how do they get the information necessary to be able to know what's really going on instead of what the noise machine tells them is going on?
That's why I think there has to be a lot more oversight of the fact that the use of the public media for news is a public trust. It is not a commodity that should be sold.
But it's a commodity but it's been a commodity that has been sold for years and years and years and years and years.
But when the fairness doctrine was taken away, you know all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, because I lived through it.
It has to be more carefully. If there isn't an honest effort to separate news from entertainment, the rest of this sort of thing that's going on, or has been going on for 30 years or more now, then you're left in that situation that you just described.
Yeah, those lines are real blurred, too. The lines between entertainment and news are real blurred. There's not a time where I don't have an argument with somebody, usually an email. I haven't had it phone call-wise here in a long time, about the fact that I'm a talk radio host, not a journalist, that this is not the news, that I'm under no obligation to present you the truth, although I try to, because I figure if you lie enough, eventually you're going to get caught.
They really haven't caught, what's his name yet, Rush? Yeah.
Well, yes and no. I mean, he gets caught. Media Matters keeps track of him and catches him all the time. He makes statements that even if you weren't a liberal or a Democrat or a progressive, that you know are insupportable by the facts.
Well, he's a comedian.
But yet he seems to, you know, get away with it. I mean, those lines are blurred, and people think there are people out there that actually think, you know, that he is the guiding light.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying that people have the duty of a citizen in a democracy is to inform themselves as much as possible, and when that information has to come through electronic media, then there has to be some governing body that is not politicized.
Well, I agree, and unfortunately the FCC is very politicized.
Everything has been since, never mind.
Yes, since 6 years ago?
Well, it goes back further than that, obviously.
Well, since the Gipper?
Yeah. Since the Fairness Doctrine went bye-bye?
Since the Gipper, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, at least. I mean, they've been chipping away at this for a long time.
Yeah, I would agree. Larry, thank you, man. Great call.
You're welcome.
All right, see ya. Let's go to Perry in Greeley. Perry, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Master Gunner Sergeant, 28 years in Marine Corps Reserves.
Oh, well, welcome. Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, sir. Saw Beirut in 83, 91. I saw the Gulf, and in 03, I went over to Iraq. They sent me to Fort Polk, Louisiana for 4 weeks prior to deploying to Iraq. You are given all the strategies you need. You're given all the information you need, and all the laws are going over with you. So as far as knowing the laws prior to being deployed, they are given to you at that time. You mentioned Obama. What comes to mind when you say Obama is John Edwards in North Carolina? I would love to see the two get together.
There's a lot of people out there who have that same feeling.
Yeah.
I've heard it from a lot of people that they say that would be an absolutely unbeatable ticket.
Especially since Edwards now is moving more to the left.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
You know, as an Iraqi vet, what's your view on this troop surge?
Well, I support the troops 100%. As far as the chief and commander goes, I have all the respect in the world for the office, but the office of the President of the United States has absolutely no credibility.
Well put.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to put it. I think most of us, I don't know of anybody who doesn't. We all support the troops, but we have a problem with the leadership.
Well, the leadership is no different than the man who just fell through the noose a couple weeks ago. He is doing exactly what he wants to do at his own time, irregardless of what anybody else thinks, and he should be impeached, period, the end.
What do you say, though, when you run across people who will say to you that you're wrong, that you're supporting the terrorists by taking that position, that we can't leave Iraq? Do you say to them, you don't know what you're talking about, I've been there, and let me tell you a few things? I mean, how do you respond to that?
All due respect, we're not over there for the terrorists. We're over there to keep the prices of oil up so President Bush, when he gets out of office, will be the richest president ever. That's what we're over there for.
And so you say that to people?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What about the troops you served with over there? What do they say?
They were no different than I was. They were very excited to go fight for their country, and when they got over there and saw what was happening, the war... Number one, we went over there based on a lie. We have stayed over there based on a lie, and we're sending more troops over there based on a lie. And it's nothing to do with terrorism. You can't stop terrorism. Terrorism is no different than drug dealers. You knock one out, there's another one coming right back in.
And do you think that the troops that you saw over there, the men and women that you serve with, do you think they're coming to that conclusion, or do you think they have that conclusion, but they just don't speak up, or how does that work?
I think the majority of them have come to that conclusion already. Some are bold and will speak their opinions. Others won't. But, you know, Jerry, you got to call a spade a spade. We're over there for the wrong reason. We're over there to benefit two men, and that would be Cheney and Bush, and that's it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm not going to disagree with anything you're saying. I'm not going to disagree with anything you're saying.
Yeah,
and it's so horrible over there, too.
I have a young friend graduated Boulder High about 5 years ago, and he joined the Marines. He was real gung-ho. I recently talked to him about 6 months ago, I guess. He came home. He was out of service. And, he just so disillusioned with what's going on over there.
Again, I support our men that are over there, and I've got nothing negative to say about our men or our commanders that are over there, but there again, we're over there for the wrong reason.
Yeah, that was his attitude, too.
Yeah, and I think that's the only attitude to take. I think we should all take that attitude. Perry, thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for your outspokenness, and I hope you'll find time again to in your busy life to give us a call.
Absolutely, I sure will. Appreciate your show.
Thanks, Perry. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was good. I like that. I'm glad he called.
Yeah, he put it very well. I mean, it was just...
Well, he's got it. He was there. He knows.
Yep.
All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. And, phones are slow here this morning. Usually we're full. But, if you want to sit back on the sidelines and just observe, that's okay. But if you got something you want to say, call up. And I got to get an answer to this, which I haven't really pushed for it. I'm going to start pushing for it. I got to get an answer. Somebody explain what this MySpace is all about, because I'm not sure what it's about. And, I want to talk a little bit about that, too, and some other things. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. It's open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now, it is Gino with traffic.
Now, traffic is dragging right now out of the Thornton North Glen area. Those lanes of southbound I-25 from 120th all the way down to 84th. You're going to find some of that as well south of I-70. That was due to a wreck right near 38 that was off on the right-hand shoulder. We still have problems off the highway at Arapahoe, at just east of Peoria. Had a collision there at the intersection at Revere. Signal lights flashing red all four directions. Federal at Florida. A brand new collision with injuries. Colfax west of Colorado Boulevard to watch out for. And if you happen to be on eastbound I-70, it is now shut down due to a wreck just east of Rifle. Again, that's eastbound I-70 closed east of Rifle. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies, cool conditions, high of 38 right now, fair 10 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
I'm weighing in.
Jay weighs in.
The pounds are coming off.
What's that scale of his say now?
Guess how many pounds I've lost.
Starting Monday, guess how much he's lost on AM760.net.
You'll have to guess.
Closest guesser of the week will win an HD radio.
See for yourself how much I've lost.
Follow Jay's progress and check out the before and after pics as Jay weighs in.
Now when I step on the scale, you can actually read it.
On AM760.net.
Wow, I can see what my shoes look like. Oh, okay, 7:49. Matter of fact, I'm going to go away today. It's 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Are you ready to take control of 2007? I got a feeling there are some resolutions out there that are saying you'll do just that. Well, you know, people talk about taking control of their diet. They talk about taking control of their career, their relationships. How about this? I think you should take control of your sleep. That's right, your sleep. And this is actually possible with the bed that Mary and I use, a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. How your sleep goes affects so many things in your lives. Your ability to learn, concentration, effectiveness at work. Good sleep has even been linked to more successful weight loss. And the key to getting a good night's sleep is creating a sleep environment that's just right for you, including how your mattress feels and how it can adapt to your needs. And you don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or one-size-fits-all foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress, and you personalize your sleep every single night. With the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, you simply set your sleep number, and your mattress will be as firm and as soft as you want. Since I've been losing weight, I've been fooling around my sleep number, putting you back in control of your own comfort. And I've never slept so comfortably in all my life. And this includes, you know, good hotels. Man, when I was in the hospital, I was just begging to get my Sleep Number bed back. I just wanted it so bad. The dual air chambers in a Sleep Number bed offer you the best option in comfort with reduced pressure points and better support for your body. To get the rest it needs. And unlike most mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So start this New Year's right and get a better night's sleep. Visit your local Select Comfort store today, and while you're there, see how you can get a two-week pass to Bally's Total Fitness, the largest and most experienced health chain in America. At Bally's, you'll find motivated, dynamic personal trainers and exercise classes such as yoga, Pilates, kickboxing, which will help you reach your fitness goals for 2007. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek Mall, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function, while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
Business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
When I do it, everything goes dark.
and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Travelers today are too pampered. In my day, there were no four-star hotels. You wanted stars. You slept outside.
When it comes to finding the best hotels, you don't want just anybody's opinion.
I saw Europe from the back of a mule.
You want the opinions of other travelers like you. And that's exactly what you'll find in the 2006 TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards, the only hotel awards based on the feedback of millions of real travelers on the world's largest online travel community. View the complete list of winners free at TripAdvisor.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, it's 7:54, 54 minutes past the hour. It's open phone. Sunny today, high at 37, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin and my buddy John M. here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Go to AM760.net for podcasts of this show. And also instant message us. Let's go to Pete in Fort Collins. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Just got back from Mexico. How's my favorite bipolar bear?
I'm doing great, man.
You sound wonderful. I'm really glad that you did what you did. And man, more power to you. I'm real happy to hear your voice again. I haven't heard it in a while.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. You're very kind.
Yeah, I'm a schmuck. But anyway, you know, I was in Cancun, and somehow, you know, I got the Ed Schultz show somewhere. I don't know how, maybe on the X or something. I don't know. But they were talking about everybody's aspirations about wanting to be president. And he was interviewing, and then he was interviewing Obama. And he said something that literally made me pull off the road and think about it. He said that the presidency transcends ambition. And I went, what? I pulled over and said, man, I've never heard anybody say something like that. And from that moment on, he had me, I think.
Yeah, he's an ambitious guy, but I think that the real deal behind him is that he really believes that he has something to lend and something to say.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That he sees very clearly a direction for the country and has ideas on what should be done. And I think as a guy who has only been around there in Washington for 2 years, but has worked in a legislative environment far longer,
sure.
I think he realizes that the key for us to move forward is to stop all of this fighting and to stop all of this nastiness and partisan bickering, which has just been terribly fostered by this president and by the GOP. And I think he's got a better idea on how to get things done. He's got me, too. I mean, I signed up. I'm backing him.
You know, I thought that, you know, at first it was just kind of a novelty, you know, real charismatic guy. He said that. You know, it was, me being a Buddhist, I went, whoa.
Yeah.
This is a politician saying this, you know? Because usually it's, I want, you know, I will. Not this guy. So, anyway, that's really about all I had to say. I got to get my butt to work. Just wanted to say, good to hear your voice again. I know you're doing well. And give Mary a pat in the butt for me.
You got it, pal.
See you later, buddy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. John?
John, yeah. Ed, just a thought. I think a great way to end this war is to send Congress and the Senate to the safe zone over in Iraq for 6 months. And you'd have troops and everyone come back and send their families with them so that they'd know and see what's going on.
Well, they can go over there anytime they want. I mean,
no, I understand that.
And they can see it, but I think what you're proposing here is makes for great, you know, rhetoric, but I don't think it's practical.
Well, it's a way that because some of those guys go over there and talk to a few generals, talk to a few soldiers, and they're always in the safe zone. They never drive up and down the highway.
No,
Well, that's still,
what they're going
that
through.
Still may be very true, but you're not going to take the whole legislative body of the United States and send them to Iraq. But I appreciate the call, even though you called me Ed instead of Jay. But that's okay, Bob. All right, Christy Harvey from the Center for America Progress coming up next, and then more of your calls here on Open Phones on this Friday. And hoping you're going to have yourself a great weekend this weekend. And there's a chance of snow in the forecast. Oh, please.
AM 760 with Jay Martin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. When top colleges say yes, a lot of good students say no. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what's going on?
A money crunch, Frank. UCLA reports says half of this year's college freshmen are going to a second-choice school after being accepted at their first choice, and more than a third of them did it because it saved them money. College financial aid expert Mark Kantrowitz says that begs a larger question.
How many college-capable students are not attending any college at all because of financial barriers?
He and other experts say the move in Washington to cut student loan interest rates is fine, but not enough. More grant money is needed. Frank?
She's happy to have her son back 4 years after now 15-year-old Sean Hornbeck was kidnapped, but Pam Akers tells the CBS News Early Show she regrets not picking up on the messages he was leaving on the family's website, clues that could have ended the ordeal sooner.
It's very hard for me to handle that part, knowing that my son was reaching out for me.
Now that Sean and 13-year-old Ben Owenby are safe, police are investigating kidnapping suspect Michael Devlin in connection with another boy's abduction in 1991. What are the odds you'll be killed in a traffic wreck? 70% higher if you're a man.
Everyone knows it's the men that lose their cool.
Carnegie Mellon researcher David Girard says men do push the envelope.
Men may drive more recklessly. Men may drink and drive more. Men may drive at high-risk times.
Girard says 16-year-old boys have a lower risk of dying in an accident than 82-year-old women. Most dangerous time to be on the road? 2 in the morning. It's crunch time in parts of Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri, where they're still clearing the damage from last week's storms. A new one is moving in now. This is sentencing day for ex-Ohio Congressman Bob Ney. He's expected to get 2 years for taking bribes from disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. His lawyer says Ney deserves a lighter sentence because he has a drinking problem. Overseas, the top American commander in Iraq hopes the extra troops President Bush is sending won't have to stay more than a few months.
I'm Cammie McCormick. General George Casey says it could be summer before we know whether the president's Iraq strategy is a success, and late summer before there's a reduction in U.S. forces. As part of the surge in U.S. troops, a brigade of the 82nd Airborne has just arrived in Baghdad, and clearing operations have already begun in neighborhoods here. Additional troops are also being sent to Anbar province.
It happened in broad daylight. Rant Dink, an Armenian Turk who'd spoken out about Turkey's early 20th century Armenian genocide, was cut down by bullets on a street in Istanbul. Reporter Jonathan Gorvet describes the attack.
A young man, 18 to 19-year-old man, approached him, pulled out a gun, and shot him 3 times right in front of his newspaper office.
Turkish nationalists who'd threatened Dink's life called him a traitor. Turkey's prime minister says he's determined to track down whoever was responsible for the murder. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 13 points, NASDAQ's down 4. This is CBS News.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs, too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The Berthoud High School wrestling team has resumed practices without two of its members. Last night was the team's first time on the mat since an SUV hit 17-year-old Tyler Caron and Nico Landeros Monday night. Each boy had to have both legs amputated. The wrestling coach says the teens will be back as athletes.
As we get farther along and they get into rehabilitation, it's going to be an asset to both of them that they can push each other and help each other, and they'll be competitive. I think we'll see these boys compete again in some kind of sport.
Landeros remains in critical condition at Denver Health Medical Center. Caron has been awakened from a medically induced coma and taken out of ICU. Police say a second person arrested in connection with that huge fire at a Colorado Springs apartment complex had been fighting with his girlfriend who lived there. Police say, yes, the two suspects are related.
Gene Johnson and Derek Johnson are both cousins, and we believe they're both involved.
Both men could face first-degree murder charges. The two men who died in that fire have not been identified. And Governor Ritter plans to visit Sterling, Burlington, and Trinidad today as his inaugural tour around the state continues. He'll be in La Junta, Alamosa, Durango, Rifle, and Grand Junction tomorrow, Edwards and Steamboat Springs on Sunday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We've got several eastbound issues now. Boulder Turnpike, a crash at 80th causing major backups there to Church Ranch if you're Denver bound. Also eastbound I-70 at Pecos, traffic very sluggish through that area. We're seeing the stop and go back to Wadsworth. And if you're on eastbound I-70 in the Garfield area, that part of the interstate is shut down east of Rifle due to a crash. All traffic is being detoured onto US 6. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny but cool. High of 38 expected. Currently fair and 10. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save money on gas, make your next fill-up at a participating King Supers fuel center. You can save 3 cents per gallon just by using your SuperCard. Those savings really add up, so remember to look for a King Supers fuel center for your next fill-up. Right store, right price.
Get to Elevation Outfitters now through February 1st and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The end of season sale is here, and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on 5th Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 37 under sunny skies. Chances of snow again this weekend, starting on Saturday night. It's good to have you along, though, and it's open phones, and we'll get back to open phones, but we do this every Friday at around 8 o'clock. It's time to talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She's Director of Strategic Communications and serves as the editor of Mike Check. She's a daily preparation service for radio producers and talk show hosts, which provides a progressive take on the news, politics, and the world of entertainment. Christy is also the co-founder and formerly served as co-editor of the CAP's daily newsletter, The Progress Report. She spent a year as a co-host of a national radio program, The Bill Press Show, and is a regular guest you hear on the Al Franken Show. She's also a footwear expert, pop culture diva expert, and knows many things about many things. Christy, good morning. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, how are you? Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
I haven't talked to you in ages. I missed you.
I know. I've missed you, too. It's been about a month since we've talked.
I know. Wow. Well, yeah, it was before Christmas.
Yeah, how was your holiday?
Good golly. It was nice. It was very nice.
And where did you spend it?
I spent it at home. I come from Delaware, which I know nobody comes from Delaware, but
well,
I actually do.
Joseph Biden comes from Delaware.
That's true. That's true. He's my senator. So, yeah, it was a really, really nice time. So, but, you know, you jump back, and all of a sudden I've been here for, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and it doesn't feel like I had any vacation at all.
Gone just like that.
Gone just like that, but it's just because there's so much going on. I mean, this January's been newsier than I remember January's being.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. It's been pretty busy.
And say hello
to my friend, my newsman and informal sidekick, John M.
Hi, John M.
How are you, Christy?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing just great.
Excellent.
Heard you many times. You're a delight, and you're smart, and look forward to having a good time with you here in the years to come.
Goodness, all the compliments. I think we'll be fast friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am a sucker for a cheap compliment. You know that.
All right. Let's talk about I don't want to characterize this as we won, but they backed down and it's going to be better for all of us. And this is the sudden reversal of the Bush administration on the NSA wiretap program. Let's talk a little bit about that.
This is a huge victory, actually.
Yes.
And by we, when you say we won, I think that just means the American public and the Constitution. So
right,
we can
exactly.
say we.
Okay.
So, yeah, this was this very abrupt, sudden, nobody saw it coming, backpedaling this week, where in a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Alberto Gonzalez said, you know all the fuss about the warrantless wiretaps. You know how we said we weren't going to go to a court. You know how we said we weren't going to obey that law. Well, we're going to do that now. And, you know, ever since we found out about this last year, there's been this big battle between the White House and everybody else about whether or not President Bush could say, from now on, I decree I don't have to follow this law that says I need to get a warrant to listen to your phone calls.
Now, here's my theory on this. Why have they suddenly done this? I believe they've suddenly done this for two reasons. One,
okay.
because they see trouble coming, and two, because they can't get a judge to agree with them.
I definitely agree with you on the judge one. The trouble coming, Alberto Gonzalez had to go and talk in front of the Senate yesterday. He had to testify.
Right.
So I think that they were trying to, that was going to be a big contentious issue. I think they were trying to buffer him a little bit. But even though this is a great first step, Jay, it's not quite enough yet. I have some questions.
Well, it was interesting because yesterday, watching some of that Senate hearing, I mean, it was so unlike the Senate hearings we've seen in the last several years. I mean, there was bipartisan beating up on Gonzalez from Pat Leahy and Arlen Specter. It was just marvelous to behold.
It was fantastic. Leahy gave the smackdown, man. He was there. I was like, go, Patrick.
Yeah, he's great. Now, what questions do you have?
Well, the spying on our emails and phones, which is what this particular provision covered. Okay, that's good that now they say that there will be oversight. They will go to a secret court and obey the law. But we found out a few months ago that the White House also says that they can read our mail.
Yeah, but
our snail mail.
Alberto Gonzalez, I didn't see the hearing, and I don't know. I don't think he was under oath, which bothers me, but he says that's not going on. He says they're not doing it that he knows of.
Right. Well, there's that I know of that gives him all that wiggle
right.
room.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I didn't know. So, yeah, you're right. I'm worried about that, too. They should write that into law somehow.
Exactly. And then there's also this thing we found out about last summer called SWIFT, which is this international banking firm
right.
that has been giving information on our bank account
yeah.
to the White House. So this is a baby step, but there are still a lot of loopholes that let them watch us when we don't know we're being watched.
Yeah. You know what bothers me? What I'm really bothered about is this Pentagon manual about for upcoming detainee trials that would allow suspected terrorists to be convicted on hearsay evidence and coerced testimony. That bothers me.
That's not American. It should. It's bad news. It's very bad news. And, you know, I got to admit, I don't know. You know, we know torture is wrong. Torture is evil.
But it doesn't work.
The thing. You know, beyond it being wrong ethically, even if you are cold-hearted and don't care about doing the right thing, it gives you bad information and doesn't work and actually harms the war on terror. It makes it harder. So it just doesn't make logical sense either.
Well, nothing this administration has done has been very logical.
Good point, John. Good point. But, yeah, they sent this up to the Hill yesterday. And it says the big scary part is it says that terrorists can be convicted on, quote-unquote, coerced testimony, which a lot of people see as pretty language for torturing the heck out of somebody to make them say what you want them to. And that's not very good. And people who know better have been against this. The head of Army Intelligence, he's a guy I would trust to know whether or not coerced testimony is good. And last summer, his name's Lieutenant General John Kimmins. And last summer, he said no good intelligence is going to come from abusive practices. And I trust him a little more than I trust yahoos like Alberto Gonzalez, who don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah, I would agree. Seeing this really bothers me, and it's bothered me. You know, but it's just been bothering. It's wrong, and it's something else that ought to be turned around. You can't torture people into ratting out somebody else. I mean, you beat them up. Well, I mean, Sheikh Al-Libi proved that. I mean, he made up all those stories, but the thing is he would have told them anything, and that's where he was at because they were torturing to the point where he would. Well, sure, yeah, here, I'll give you a name.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that the U.S. government should not be acting as a PR firm for the terrorists, you know, putting this kind of thing out there. Let's say we're not actually torturing anybody, but we still decide to have this asterisk in the law that says we could if we wanted to. That's all the terrorists need to, you know, recruit a bunch of new guys. So... just very, very bad stuff. I liked when we were the guys in the white hats.
Well, you know the tide is turning, though, and even Jack Bauer on 24 this season is backing away from torture.
Okay, but don't tell me anything because I have it on TiVo and I have to watch all 4 hours tonight.
Don't tell her anything.
I have been in this plastic wrap bubble all week where I'm basically not talking to anyone I know in case they slip up.
Well, I don't watch the show, so you're safe. It's 15 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey on the line with us. All right, is there anything on your highlight list that so far we haven't hit that you want to hit?
I think all this stuff with the Iraqi prime minister lashing out
very interesting. That too. How does George W. Bush feel now that somebody else, the Iraqi prime minister, who, by the way, I don't particularly like, when I look at him sometimes I think to myself, I'd love to punch him in the face.
Oh, my. I didn't know we were going to get violent.
Oh, boy. I'm going right down the road of Ann Coulter and Melanie Morgan. Of course, she was like talking about putting a bullseye on Nancy Pelosi. I'm not talking about killing the guy. But he fires one off at Bush and accuses Bush of aiding the terrorists. Wonder how George likes that.
Well, yeah, because I think that this White House has painted itself into such a corner because, you know, Congress doesn't want to send more troops and escalate this war. American people don't want to send more troops, escalate the war. The Iraqi people don't want to send more troops and escalate the war. So the only guy, the only straw that this White House can hang on to is al-Maliki. And so then when al-Maliki comes out and is like, yeah, I kind of hate you guys.
Really?
It really doesn't give us much of a leg to stand on. But I loved Tony Snow's spin yesterday.
Wasn't that precious?
You got to give it to the guy.
Oh,
he tried so hard. But
yeah, I mean, it's a wonder to behold when you watch him.
It was genius. His spin was, well, you know, the fact that he's now anti-U.S. shows that he does have backbone, which is what we're looking for in a guy. I thought,
you like that spin?
Great,
that's great,
Tony.
You know, Snow's not a bad guy. And when he did his, when he was on the radio, I always thought about him. Well, his radio show wasn't that great, and his voice is horrible for radio. But I've met him a couple of times, and he, as a person, he's not bad. I mean, I don't agree with him on things. He's not bad, but when I saw him do that yesterday, I thought, Now that really is just, you know, the turn. That's the spin, baby.
It really was.
I mean, he's got it going on right there, you know.
Well, and I'm the same way. I've seen Tony Snow, you know, at parties and out here in D.C. And, you know, I harbored a little Tony Snow crush for a few months one time. But then see him. I know, I'm shameless.
He is urbane and sophisticated.
No, he's not.
He's kind of cute, and he wears an olive green trench coat sometimes, and I sort of have a thing for trench coats on boys. But
you must have loved Peter Jennings.
And oh yes. So back up. When you see him completely sell out like he did yesterday and just go into his dance monkey dance mode, it's really difficult to have any respect left for him.
Yeah, and do you think anybody in that room, I mean anybody seriously in that room when he did that, or anybody watching that, do you think anybody bought that logic?
Oh no. But the thing is, most people in that room have been through a lot of these press secretary types. And I just, you have to sort of divorce your brain from reality while you're listening and try and figure out what you can do with what they're giving you.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, now that anti-American Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is claiming there's a crackdown on his Mahdi army underway, and that he's, including one of his top aides, 400 of his men have been arrested. He says he's fearing for his life and constantly on the move. Is this all a bunch of BS, or are he and Maliki just wink-wink, nod-nodding at each other?
That's actually a very good possibility, because Muqtada al-Sadr is so powerful right now and has been able to keep so much power that I think that this might be a little bit of spin coming from somewhere, because I can't see that anything new could have happened. I mean, we've been trying to crack down on him since the war started.
He's pulling the same stunt.
Over and over and over. And
you know, he's saying to his followers, my life is being threatened, I'm having to be on the move, they're coming after me. He's mobilizing those people and whipping them up.
Well, exactly. He's putting himself as the underdog, and everybody loves an underdog, and it's a great way to get people to say, we must fight for him.
Yeah.
And get his troops even stronger. So
Maliki's not going to touch him.
Right.
Oh, absolutely not. And Maliki's even thrown his hat in the ring with him a couple of times to shore up political support, as have everyone that we've supported over there, including my favorite boogeyman, Ahmed Chalabi, who was the guy that we were propping up for so long.
Yeah.
And he finally got mad at us one day and went and fully supported al-Sadr. So it's a touchy situation over there, and we don't have the power, control, or respect of the leaders we keep picking enough to keep them away from the so-called bad guys.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if you saw this thing. I just saw it on the wire that the top American military commander in Iraq says the Iraqi government is doing a good job of meeting its commitment to improve security. General George Casey also saying that some of the extra troops that President Bush has ordered to Baghdad could start returning home by late summer.
That's because Maliki is saying, I don't really want them here.
Not only that, but we've also heard this before, too.
Oh, many, many times.
What does this make, the 10th turning point that we've gone through here? Now, but in the last 4 years?
Maliki's like, just give me money and guns, man. I don't want your people.
Well, you know what? I think we should do it. I think we should say to him, okay, but you know what he really wants to do, the reason he wants the money and guns? You know what he really wants to do? What they really want to do is he wants to go after the Sunnis.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what he
really
wants. Yeah.
That's his agenda.
You can't really trust any of his motivations it's so tricky over
there. No, he wants us out of the way, and he would like us to leave and close our eyes and give him weapons and give him all that stuff so that he can turn around and go after every Sunni and kill him.
Exactly.
Especially helicopters. Helicopters are really good for that.
And then what will end up happening is the Saudis will get involved.
And we're bankrolling the whole thing without any input, so there are no good choices left. There are no good choices left.
What do you think about the saber rattling toward Iran? Do you think, is this wag the dog? Is this just Bush trying to divert attention away from Iraq?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with State of the Union next week, especially with this, because, yeah, it's sort of strange in that everyone is saying this is not the time to start a war, to pick a fight with Iran. We should actually be holding our noses and going in and saying, you know, we hate you guys, but can you just work with us for 10 seconds to get Iraq under control? Everybody's best interests. And instead, he's sort of gone over with a stick and poked them in the eye. I think that he's still listening, and we hear this over and over. He's still listening to that same group of neocons that he's listened to in the past, Karl Rove is still calling a lot of shots. He's still listening to a lot of the people who, after going into Iraq, their next thing they wanted to do was go into Iran. And I think it just really shows, A, the bubble that Bush lives in, and B, the fact that he's still listening to bad advice.
Well, if you look at the New York Times this morning, it says that Ahmadinejad is in trouble in Iran.
Right.
That the ruling Ayatollah there and the people around him are after Ahmadinejad. And he's also got economic problems, too, which he promised to fix during his presidential campaign and never did. So now that's coming back to haunt him, and the sanctions are making it even worse. So if George W. would just be quiet about this whole thing with Iran for a while, perhaps Ahmadinejad would fall down a chute somewhere there and disappear.
Right. If we stopped, well, it's the same sort of thing with al-Sadr. You know, the more that we poke it at al-Jimadad, the more that people on his side are going to rally behind him.
That's right. More nationalistic they're going to get. All right.
Don't you wish we could just go back to, you know, 1999 when the biggest thing we had to worry about was Y2K?
Yes, I do.
It just seems there's a lot of bad stuff right now. It's just scary.
I do. Okay, for Democrats who are coming here, you found this fabulous Denver hotel. What Denver hotel is this? How do you know we haven't stayed there before?
I'm so excited about it.
And now we know where you're going to be, so we'll be able to find you.
Exactly. I'm just a hotel sucker. I love hotels. And there's this very groovy new hotel I just read about called the Curtis. And
oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Okay, yeah, they just finished the renovations.
Right.
And, okay, they have a big Godzilla statue in the lobby. They have a house robot. The floors are arranged by themes. You can stay on a chick flick floor.
Oh,
or you
wow.
can stay on the Perfect Pairs floor and stay in the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid room or the Bert and Ernie room.
Oh, come on, Christine.
I'm dead serious. This is like my dream hotel.
Do they have a Prada footwear room?
Oh, my goodness. I should suggest that. That would be lovely, huh? For your wake-up call, you can ask for either the Mr. T wake-up call or the Marilyn Monroe wake-up. It sounds like a dream come true.
So what is the Mr. T wake up call? Get out of bed, you fool!
I pity the fool that sleeps in this morning.
So what you're going to do is you're going to call them now and make your reservation for 08?
Is that too dorky? I was actually thinking about that.
No, I don't think it's dorky at all.
Because it's going to book up, you know?
Well, you know, we just want you to know that when you come to town, we'll drive you around.
Oh, that sounds great. Fantastic.
We'll provide the transportation. Okay.
Thank
you. On a cultural note here, before we go, movies, I don't see much out there, but you know what I do see, and I'm going to go see it, because I've been wanting to see it forever and a day, and now it's in wider distribution, The King of Scotland.
I'm going to see that this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to try to see it this weekend, too. Other than that, I don't see... Do you see anything else out there that looks good?
Well, I just saw Notes on a Scandal.
Oh, is that good?
Judi Dench. Well, it's one of those where it's just very well acted. If you just look at the plot, they really should have thrown Valerie Bertinelli and Tori Spelling into it and made it a Lifetime movie. But those two women act it so well that it actually passes itself off as a truly good art movie.
All right. How about Pursuit of Happiness?
My window closed on that. I wanted to see it. No, I don't.
Ooh, Mary demands that we go see it this weekend.
I've heard it's good, but a little treacly. And I don't do very well with sentimental treacle sometimes. But I like Will Smith, so.
Yeah, I do, too.
And maybe, you know, maybe the person who told me that was just in a bad mood. I have a lot of jaded friends. I shouldn't trust them at all.
That's right. They're like Maliki. You can't trust them, right?
Exactly. They all have agendas.
Oh, Lord. All right, so good to hear your voice.
Me, too. I'm so glad you're back.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend. Bye, guys.
Oh, okay. See you later, Christy. She is the best. Christy Harvey. Just love her. 26 minutes after 8. We'll check traffic. And then we got open phones underway. And I'll tell you something else we got, too, which I forgot to mention this morning. We're going to talk to Judith LeBlanc. She's a national co-chair of United for Peace and Justice. There is a huge anti-war march coming at the end of the month. And we're going to talk about that, where it's going to take place.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory.
factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Down due to a crash east of Rifle. You're going to be detoured there onto US 6. Otherwise, just still very busy. We're definitely into the peak of the rush hour here throughout the metro area. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies, still cool, high of 38. Tonight, partly cloudy and 15. Right now, fair and 10. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan Homework Help. Now your child can come to Sylvan for expert assistance with school assignments. See how Sylvan Homework Help can make a difference with your child. Call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Sylvan Homework Help can make homework less work. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
8:28, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're looking for justice, you need a progressive trial lawyer, then I want to tell you about Mike Turner, because Mike Turner is a progressive trial lawyer. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. And I got to tell you, Mike is a friend of mine. He's a great guy and no better lawyer, he and his partner Scott. No better people to deal with. Once again, 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Life doesn't stand still, and neither does Lowe's. That's why we're celebrating the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. And right now, you can get free delivery on all appliances of $397 or more. Also, receive a $5 per gallon manufacturer's mail-in rebate when you purchase up to 5 gallons of American Tradition interior or exterior paint. All this only at our newest store. Lowe's is the only place you'll find everything for your home. From Mohawk Premier Living Carpet to Top Choice Lumber to DeWalt Power Tools to Whirlpool Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand name appliances in stock. And nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
See Jimmy Johnson's number 48 Team Lowe's race car at the brand new Lowe's of Brighton, near the intersection of East Bromley Lane and I-76 on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Coming to me in the morning.
Oh, creep. Go to YouTube and see what Cream videos are up there. 8:31, 31 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 37. Chance of snow, by the way, this weekend. But don't panic, because I'm not sure about this. When I say I'm not sure about it, it's not like 100%. It's not even like 80 or 90. It's 30% chance of snow on Saturday night. Sunday, about a 30% chance of snow. Sunday night, a 30% chance of snow. And on Monday, a 30% chance of snow, which doesn't sound like an overwhelming amount of snow to me.
That adds up to 120%, though.
Yeah, but that's not in one day, and that's not how those... That doesn't work. Shut up. It doesn't work that way. Nice try. Try that at Black Hawk or Central City, would you please? But it doesn't work that way. So hopefully we'll be okay, and we won't get a bunch. Because, as I said earlier this morning, between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, man, enough is enough already. Jeez. Don't you think? I mean, I'm sure there's people out there who are going, shut up, we dig it, but I don't know who. I haven't run into anybody.
Every now and then I'll read a letter in the Daily Camera up in Boulder, you know, some of the letter to the editor. And sometimes, as much as I love Boulder, some of the residents are divorced from reality. And
oh, really? You think so? You just come to that conclusion?
They talk about this, the ice glistening on the flat irons and the trees and fairyland. And
hey, want to drink some wheatgrass?
mixed with snow, yeah.
Ugh. All right. Well, I don't know. If you're one of those people that you're going like, hey, shut up, we like the snow, fine, call in and explain us why you think it's so great. And if you're a skier or snowboarder, you're excused. But, you know, they can confine that only to the mountains, and then you'd be able to do it anyway and leave the rest of us alone.
The
Meanwhile,
way it's been in the last few years, we had all the snow up in the mountains and nothing along the Front Range. I was fine with that. I was quite pleased with that.
Geez, I mean, yesterday I tried to turn my car on my street, and I got stuck because of the ice.
Oh, it's still there.
Yeah. So I had to put it in four-wheel drive and get the thing out. Speaking of four-wheel drive, we'll get another quick update on traffic, and then we're going to find out about this anti-war march, and then we'll take your calls here at 303-713-7600. 833-33 past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. For your downtown commute, we've got a crash southbound 25 at 38th, right lane blocked there. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike at 80th, still seeing some delays back to Church Ranch. They cleared the one eastbound I-70 at Pecos, but again, traffic pretty well bogged down back to Sheridan. And southbound 25 is still bumper to bumper from 104th to 84th. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, cool conditions, high of 38, right now fair and 10 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines animals continue to bicker as each tries to lay claim to the title of Denver's favorite animal. Rumor has
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on into Best Buy, Circuit City, and Sears for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836. 37 minutes past the hour. High at 8:37. Sunny. Jay Marvin, John M. Long. Open phones 303-713-7600. And I got three open lines, so if you want to get in and whatever you want to talk about, let's do it. Before we go to the phones, though, we're going to talk to Judith LeBlanc, National Co-Chair of United for Peace and Justice, on a huge anti-war march that's coming up here close to the end of the month. And Judith, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. But I have to say, I'm so glad we don't have any snow here in New York.
Oh, fine, Judith. Get on the show. Get on the show, Judith, and brag about it, okay?
Rather
than while the rest of us, while the rest of us are sitting here sucking out loud, you know, can't get around, go ahead and brag, okay? But you'll get yours.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
And then I'm going to call you up and go, it's 65 and sunshiny, Judith. There's no snow. Oh, Lord. All right, you're excused from that. We let you go ahead and do that. Okay, now this is not only you guys. This anti-war effort is not only United for Peace and Justice, but who else is involved in this?
Well, that's the great thing about the situation in our country. This is what democracy looks like. We got unions, we have churches, we have high school teachers, we have, you know, student groups, and we have groups that have been working to end this war since before the war started. So you got a cross-section of America. We got Republicans, we got people who voted for Bush, and we have Democrats, and we have independents. So it's a real snapshot of America who's backing this demo.
Wow, that's a large coalition of people.
Well, United for Peace and Justice has 1,300 member groups, and there are groups that never existed before this war started, such as U.S. Labor Against the War. Now, these are labor union leaders of unions, local unions, central labor councils, who helped to prepare a resolution that was passed by the National Convention of the AFL-CIO. They have been very instrumental in bringing Iraqi trade unionists to the United States twice to tour and speak with local unions. So this is the kind of movement that has sprung up in the wake of a very unpopular war.
All right, you have people coming from 30 states, 111 cities, including as far away as Arkansas, Florida, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, from all over the United States. This is all going to take place in Washington, D.C. And when is this going to be? What are the dates on it?
It's January 27th, and we will be gathering on the Mall, the National Mall, at 11 a.m. with an interfaith service. And then we will be marching at 1 o'clock on Saturday. But the fun doesn't stop there, because we're going to stay over. We're having a lobby, national lobby on Capitol Hill on Monday. Sunday we'll be doing lobby trainings. We'll hear from a number of congresspeople who are offering bills in this new session. And we'll have state caucuses. And then we'll go to meet probably in one of the largest grassroots lobbies that has ever been had on Capitol Hill about the war and the need to bring the troops home and to take care of them when they get here.
Some of the people are going to be there is Salt Lake City Mayor Rocky Anderson, Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr., various members of Congress, military families, and soldiers are going to speak. So you're going to have a whole diverse platform of people who are going to get up there and speak out about this horrible mess we're in Iraq.
Well, I think the most important speaker for me and for many people across this country will be the active duty service people. You know, over 1,000 active duty service people have appealed for redress. It's a military term where they have written to their congresspeople. It is the only way for an active duty service person to voice their opposition to a war that we're currently engaged in. They went, representatives of the over 1,000 active duty people were on Capitol Hill this week, and they will be joining us and speaking at length about their patriotic duty to speak out against a war that cannot be won militarily but must be solved through political and diplomatic efforts.
All right. For folks who are listening here along the Front Range, and we cover most of the state of Colorado and up into Wyoming, and if they want to go, if they want to get involved, if we want to get involved, what do we do?
First, you can go to our webpage, United for Peace, one word, unitedforpeace.org. Or you can give us a call here at our national office in New York City, 212-868-5545. But if your listeners go to unitedforpeace.org, they can be they can find the people in Colorado who've been doing work around peace issues and find the contacts from Colorado who are coming to Washington. Our aim was to have representatives from every congressional district. We're getting very close to that. But that's the main aim, that we are welcoming the new Congress with our voice. Our voice is being lifted in a call for peace, to stop the escalation, and to think about how we can get the troops home as soon as possible. So we need every congressional district represented. So I hope a bunch of folks from Colorado will call us and get involved, even at this short, late date.
All right, the number is 212-868-5545. And what's the website again?
UnitedForPeace, one word, .org.
Okay. Judith LeBlanc, good to have you on the show. And as soon as we hang up, John M. and myself will go into a prayer dance for massive snow in New York City.
Yeah.
Okay. And then will you just, as an add-on, 70-degree weather in D.C. on January 27th?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. You got it. That's a deal. Thank you, Judith. Thank you for being on the show.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Be good. All right. There's Judith LeBlanc. And, I'd love to go to this.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should talk to management about letting us go, and then maybe we could find somewhere in Washington, say, on Monday to do our show.
I went to one, though. Yeah, the only one I ever went to was back in 1969, March on the Pentagon, and about 50,000 of us gathered around the Pentagon, tried to levitate it.
Oh, yeah, that was Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman and the Yippies.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there was the Sundance Festival opened last night with a documentary on the Chicago 10.
Jerry Rubin stayed at my house in Coconut Grove during the 72 conventions.
Yeah, I miss them both, even though Reuben turned right wing.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. 844 303-713-7600. It's open phones, three open lines, and we'll take your calls coming up. And I still haven't, and I'm going to just ask for it directly. Does anybody know about MySpace? Do you have a place on MySpace.com? If you do, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to know, like, what MySpace is all about, because I've never, do you have it on MySpace account, John? Seriously?
I have never been, nor will I ever be.
Well, how do you know? What do you mean you might like it? Maybe we should get one. I see the phone's ringing, so maybe nobody knows anything about it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a Luddite or something, but the only thing I use my computer for is a word processor.
Yeah, you are a Luddite. You're missing a lot. Trust me. 303-7...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Police investigation going on up in Greeley of a really bad rollover crash we had early this morning. May still be affecting you on 6th Avenue at 285. We also have eastbound I-70 still shut down east of Rifle due to a traffic accident there. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, cool conditions, high of 38 right now, fair and 10 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Sylvan can help your child improve in math, from fractions and multiplication to algebra, geometry, and more. To help your child master any level of math, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Tuesday night, AM 760 brings you special interactive coverage of the State of the Union Address. We'll have progressive commentary, analysis, blogger reaction, and interviews hosted by Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress.
And so, in my state of the, my speech to the nation,
it'll be your chance to hear the State of the Union,
whatever you want to call it.
Then react to it. Special coverage begins Tuesday night at 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
847, it's 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, and I talk a lot about Rocky's Autos. Thank you very, very much, Rocky's, want you to know, for making 2006 very, very successful, and they're hoping for a very successful 2007, and they will, because one of the things that keeps Rocky's alive is the fact that people keep going back time and time again. I mean, I'm a living example of that, Mary and I. We have bought from them in the past, and we'll buy from them in the future. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You know, when you buy a new car, you get all that smell and all the stuff that goes with it. But when you drive it off the dealership lot, you get a depreciation. The value goes down. Why not let somebody else shoulder that and then pick up on that savings at Rocky's Autos? That's the place to go. They have got over 650 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Volkswagen, Saab, Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Or go out there and see my friends Gerard Menard, Fred Labrato, Spanky Herrera, Marvin Al Shear. Any of the folks working out there will take care of you. I just can't talk about a there's not enough time to tell you how much I really, really love these people. And every once in a while, I'll get emails from people who will say, you know, that's all you ever do is talk about Rockies. Yeah, you know what? And I'm proud of that I do talk about Rockies. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. That's Rocky's Autos. Check them out. 63rd and Federal.
Life doesn't stand still, and neither does Lowe's. That's why we're celebrating the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. And right now, you can get free delivery on all appliances of $397 or more. Also, receive a $5 per gallon manufacturer's mail-in rebate when you purchase up to 5 gallons of American Tradition interior or exterior paint. All this only at our newest store. Lowe's is the only place you'll find everything for your home, from Mohawk Premier Living Carpet to Top Choice Lumber to DeWalt Power Tools to Whirlpool Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand name appliances in stock, and nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more made on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through January 21st, only at the grand opening of Lowe's in Brighton, near the intersection of East Bromley Lane and I-76. See Lowe's of Brighton for special financing details.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
You're looking at me, I got nothing to say.
Good choice, John. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 on AM760. Progressive Talk, light up or leave me alone. Well, you know what, are they talking about Camel Straits there? I don't know, I don't think so. High today, 37, sunny. And chance of snow this weekend. All right, let's go to the phones. And we'll go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful. Hey, I wanted to know what got you motivated to go ahead and get this gastric bypass surgery to start losing weight. I know I've listened to you for a while now, and I know you've been going to the gym, stuff like that. You know, just what got you started?
Well, I went one day to see my doctor, who's in Boulder, Dr. Mayako, and she said to me, you know, there's going to come a time here, and it's going to be very, very soon, where you and I are going to have a serious discussion. And I said, about what? And she said, about your health and about your type 2 diabetes, because it is starting, no matter the fact that we're giving you medication, it's starting to slowly but surely, it's going to start and has started to attack your kidneys. And there were no damage to my kidneys, but it was showing up. And then my psychiatrist, Dr. Ristig, I started to talk to her about it, and both of them urged me to get this, but before I did it, to go find out about it and go see this guy, Dr. Michael Snyder, at Denver Bariatrics. Now, you just can't walk into his office and you just can't say, like, I want one. You have to go to a seminar that he puts on. It doesn't cost any money, but you got to go to it. And you got to go through extensive tests, and you got to go through all the stuff and all the hoops and, you know, jump through all the hoops. But it was those discussions with them that made me decide that I had to do something.
Well, fantastic, Jay. I got to tell you, losing weight is so good. Last year I lost over 100 pounds myself.
Oh, good for you, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I did a radical thing, too. So just, you know, keep up that good work. And my thoughts are with you and everything, and I hope you take off all the weight you want. I've done myself the same thing. And also about MySpace, I do have a MySpace page, so I know a little bit about MySpace. It's mainly a community for people to get together, like-minded people and stuff. I put up a MySpace page so I can find other people. I'm a raw foodist. I eat basically raw food, fruits, nuts, vegetables, and seeds in a natural state, and that's how I lost my weight. So I'm trying to find other raw foodists out there that have done the same thing. That's what I use MySpace for.
All right, my friend Tom Russell, who's a great, Americana singer, fabulous songwriter, great singer, has a MySpace account, has a MySpace, you know, has a space there. So how do I go on there and find that? Do I just type in his name, or what do I do?
Right, yeah, usually you have a username, and you can look it up that way, or you can try looking up by their name or search by that type of thing he's interested. He's a musician. You can search musicians, maybe guitarists, drummers, whatever, you know, and just find that. When I go in to look for other raw foodists, I just type in raw food, and I look, you know, and it'll be somewhere in their profile somewhere, and it'll bring up all these different people that, you know, eat raw food. Or if I'm interested in computer technology or anything else, I just type that in, you know, under search for people, and you can find it that way.
Cool. Scott, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
My pleasure.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Catherine in Denver. Catherine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was calling. I have a MySpace account.
Oh, you do?
It's a social networking site.
So I would go there to find people. First of all, I would go there to see my friend Tom Russell's site, right?
Yeah.
And then I could go there and type in, like, whatever I'm interested in, and then people with like-minded interests, their names would come up?
They can. I use it mainly for, I'm from Chicago originally, and I use it for talking to all my friends back there. It's the easiest way for me to stay in touch with them instead of playing phone tag constantly, because we all work.
Oh, wow. How long have you been out here?
3 years.
Well, you know, I worked in Chicago twice.
Yeah, I don't think I was old enough to listen to you.
I worked at WLS.
I remember WLS. But I grew up there, and all my friends are still there for the most part, and it's the easiest way for us to, you know, share information. And you do get, like, some pretty offensive, like, invitations for, there's a lot of different activities going on the site. There are, like, pornographic things going on.
See, that would be my problem with having that then, because I don't want to get that. I don't want weirdos, like, bugging me and stuff.
It all gets filtered into your inbox messages. It's like email. So you can, you know, delete them, ignore the people. You don't have to have those people on your friends list on there.
Okay, but can somebody send you email if they're not on your friends list?
Yes. You can get messages from anybody that's not on your friends list in your profile.
Or can you block it so that they have to be on your friends list or they have to apply to get on?
You can make it so that you will get invitations, and if you don't accept them, the people can't contact you. It also has a feature. It's like a private profile feature, so only friends of yours will be able to view your profile and send you messages.
Well, that part there sounds pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of my friends back in Chicago keep that because they don't, you know, want all the spam and the junk. But I also use it for getting information from a lot of the bands I listen to.
Which would be what I would do. I would go there and check out Tom Russell's site.
But you can add, like, bands that you're interested in that are on MySpace to your friends list, and you'll get information from the bands. Like, when they're coming to Denver or... You know, some of them do contests that you can win, like, rare items and stuff like that.
Okay, so I'm debating in my head whether I number one, I'm definitely going to go there when I get off. But the other thing is I'm debating, should I get a MySpace account?
Well, I think you have to have an account to start searching people, if I remember correctly. I've had one for a couple years now, so.
So, in other words, I got to go there and apply for an account?
Yeah, it's. All you have to do is sign up. It's like, you know, give them an email address and make a password. And you can make a profile or not make a profile. So as long as you sign up, you can search anybody on MySpace.
Hey, Jay, real quick, you can actually Google, like, a friend or somebody you want to look for on MySpace. Just if you go to Google and do, like, you know, the person's name and then add MySpace onto it, and it'll take you to their main page, but you can't click on anything and go through, like, their audio and everything like that. So you can't Google just their main page.
Well, I'm going to try to look at Russell's page here at the top of the hour. All right, well, you know what, Catherine? I'm going to have to debate this. I'm going to have to debate on whether I should get one of these or not. But you know what? I love you, and thank you for the information.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.
Bye.
All right, open phones will continue. We'll take more of your calls coming up here for the last hour as we move into the weekend here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Democrats are coming to Denver in 08.
Yeah!
And AM 760 is your station with the latest information for the 2008 Democratic National Convention in Denver. Stay up to date with AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't get stranded in the cold. Get your car winter ready. Now AutoZone can help you save cash when you winterize your car. For a limited time at AutoZone, get a $5 Visa gift card by mail when you buy any 2 1-gallon jugs of Prestone antifreeze. See store for details. So save money and get your car ready for winter. Visit your nearest AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Travelers today are too pampered. In my day, there were no 4-star hotels. You wanted stars. You slept outside!
When it comes to finding the best hotels, you don't want just anybody's opinion.
I saw Europe from the back of a mule!
You want the opinions of other travelers like you. And that's exactly what you'll find in the 2006 TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards, the only hotel awards based on the feedback of millions of real travelers on the world's largest online travel community. View the complete list of winners free at TripAdvisor.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
I'm Nick Young. It's not getting any easier to foot the higher education bill, and that means some difficult choices for college applicants. More live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Well, Nick, every soon-to-be college student has a safety school, but now many have what you might call money schools.
College that they're certain will accept the student and that they could afford to attend.
Financial aid expert Mark Kantrowitz, a new UCLA study says more students are bypassing the first-choice school that accepted them in favor of a lower-cost alternative.
Democrats promised that we would.
On Capitol Hill, the House has moved to cut student loan rates, but what many cash-strapped students say they need is more grant money. Reporting live, Steve Kathan and CBS News.
The top commander in Iraq says putting thousands of extra American boots on the ground in Baghdad now could mean that they could be on their way home within months.
I believe the projections are late summer, but no one, I mean, the first troops are just arriving now, so we've got to wait and see how the effect they have on the situation here before we even start thinking about when we might send them home again.
General George Casey says the hope is that within this year, Iraqi troops will be able to step up.
We think by the end of 2007, they can be at near an independent capability. Still probably a little bit of support from us, but they would be much more capable than they even are now.
A roadside bomb in Baghdad has killed a U.S. soldier and wounded 3 others. A top aide to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has reportedly been arrested. The U.S. says it's captured the head of an illegal militia, but hasn't named the individual. A former Republican congressman from Ohio caught up in the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal is headed to prison. Bob Ney has been sentenced to 30 months behind bars. There is intriguing new information in a published report covering the years after a Missouri youth disappeared. CBS News correspondent Jim Prisula has details.
It only adds to the intrigue of the story. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says that during his four-plus years of captivity, Sean Hornbeck had a girlfriend. The newspaper says they went to a school dance together just over a month ago, that they were often seen holding hands at a neighborhood shopping mall. The 15-year-old reportedly told people he was homeschooled. Jim Prisula, CBS News, St. Louis.
Well, who is more at risk on the road, men or women? No contest.
The average man's much more likely to get killed than the average woman.
David Gerard of Carnegie Mellon, who co-authored a study of road risk, he found male drivers have a 77% greater chance of dying in a car crash than women, based on the number of miles driven. And he says he takes his own study seriously when it comes to family travel.
I oftentimes will let my wife drive, and I'll be in disbelief, but I'll just say, look at the data.
Big cuts coming at one of the country's leading cell phone makers. Motorola says it's slashing 3,500 jobs as it moves to cut operating costs after a lackluster fourth quarter. That number represents about 5% of the company's workforce. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 10 points and the NASDAQ up 7. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Can a vacuum make a difference in your life? Ask anybody who owns an 8-pound Orrick XL. They'll tell you there's not an easier or more efficient way to clean your home. And it's sanitary. See for yourself risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. I'll get an Orrick XL to you faster than you can say, why settle for clean when you can have healthy, too?
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, this is Greg's cell phone calling.
My son, Greg?
Yeah, I'm with him all the time. I know what's up.
Yeah? What's up?
Well, the other night, Greg was at this cat's crib, and he was smoking a blunt.
What? I put the fear into that kid?
No, I meant the other dude. Greg passed.
Still, if he was there, let me talk to Greg.
Hold up. G's taking a test right now. I'm turned off.
And then how can...
Try us back after school. That's prime time.
Talking. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Springs police say that fire in an apartment complex where two bodies were found may be related to a fight between a man and his girlfriend. Police say 23-year-old Derek Johnson and his 36-year-old cousin Gene are both in custody. They're facing first-degree murder charges. Cops aren't expecting any more arrests at this time. The two people found dead in that building still not identified. Now that the House has finished up its whirlwind 100 hours, well ahead of schedule with six major pieces of legislation, eyes turning to the Senate. Our U.S. Senator Ken Salazar supports the increase in the minimum wage, but he also wants to help out small businesses who will be most affected by it. The Senate Finance Committee has put together a package of tax incentives for small businesses, and Salazar's two amendments now included in that bill. By the way, Senator Salazar making some history when he speaks at the Capitol today. He'll deliver the Democrats' first Spanish-language preview address to the president's State of the Union. And as you probably heard by now, University of Colorado President Hank Brown, who helped burnish the school's image after a series of embarrassing scandals, has announced he's resigning early next year. Former U.S. Senator says he's achieved his goals. Now he wants to teach political science at CU's Denver campus. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, it looks like the commute is winding down a bit. No new problems. I-25 is still very busy coming up from C-470. And again, as you wind through the bridges, Logan Street to Alameda. No relief yet, really, for southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Traffic still dragging through there. If you are headed into the high country, CDOT was doing some work around I-70 at Idaho Springs. So watch out for a minor snag there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Progressive Talk.
Hi. I'm Art Buckwalter. I just died.
Aw, oh, come on. Did you just play that on the air, John?
I thought that was pretty funny myself.
Hi. I'm Art Buckwalter. I just died.
That really is on the New York Times website.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
He has a fabulous sense of humor.
He was great.
He was.
He was great.
9:07, 7 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
That's what we got to do.
303-713-7600, open votes. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. This show is dead.
Hi, I'm John M. I'm dead. Don't I look like myself?
Oh, God. All right, before we get back to the phones, by the way, yesterday we were talking about Grey's Anatomy, and not only has the show issued an apology, I mean, ABC has, and this Isaiah Washington has, and says he looks forward to meeting with the groups to talk about it. So I should have said something about that earlier.
That was all because of you.
And check this story out. All right. If you're listening to this, you're listening to a show and you're a Republican, and you're a member of the GOP, and every time you hear somebody on this radio station talk about derogatorily about the GOP, and you hear me describe the GOP as the angry white man's party, okay? And you want to call in and say you're name calling, and that's not what the GOP is.
I thought it stood for grumpy old poops.
I mean, well, here it is. Hours after Governor Rick Perry kicked off his second full term in office, this is in Texas, Ted Nugent helped him celebrate at a black tie gala, but not all the attendees were pleased by the rocker's performance. Using machine guns as props, Nugent, 58, appeared on stage as the final act of the inaugural ball, wearing a cutoff T-shirt emblazoned with the Confederate flag and shouting offensive remarks about non-English speaking people.
Oh, bro.
According to those in attendance. You know what? I mean, that's what the GOP is. It's a bunch of, you know, if you listen to the other radio stations here in this town, the other right-wing radio stations, that's all they are. They're just angry white men screaming and beating their chests about, you know, things, bad things that they allege are happening to them and happening to the world, and about how they're so oppressed and deprived.
He could have, you know, it could have been worse. He could have brought his bow and arrow and started shooting.
Well, no, there's nothing worse than appearing with a Confederate flag, and, you know, minority groups are upset, and I don't blame him.
He's a lunatic.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, a little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Do them all myself. So, yeah. Well, every time I post a blog, I get 15 or 20 views within probably 5-10 minutes. So there's people out there that are looking for things to view that, that they're going to agree with. There's always people that are looking to gravitate toward like-minded people. So,
well, maybe I should open up an account there. Or maybe we should open up one for the show.
Yeah, if you open up one for the show, I'm sure that my wife would have no problem setting up your page for you and putting in backgrounds and adding photos and music and all of that stuff.
Yeah, see, I don't know how to do any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, my wife set up my page. I don't know how to do any of it either. But I could actually give you the URL so you can go directly to it and check out my page if you wanted to.
Yeah, give me your URL.
It's www.myspace.com/T Babcock, all in lowercase letters.
T Babcock. Okay, I got it. I'll go check it out.
Okay.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the info.
Sure.
Okay, we'll see you.
Have a good one.
Let's go to Roger in Parker. Roger, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, WLS, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk about MySpace a little bit, but WLS, Dick Biondi.
Right.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yep, I worked in that same...
Didn't they come on in the morning and have that little conversation with Little Snot-Nosed Tommy?
Yeah, and Larry Lujack.
Yeah.
But they were all gone by the time I got there.
Yeah, I'll be darned. Well, you know who I always think of, Little Snot-Nosed Tommy.
Yeah, but I'm part of the history of the station anyway, so I'm proud. There's a WLS history page, I think, somewhere on the Internet, and I'm listed in there... Because I worked there, let's see, I worked there twice on the AM and twice on the FM.
Huh. Well, I lived up there in Chicago during the conspiracy trial. So that was back.
Oh, yeah, that was back like 1968.
Wow. 70, yeah. 68
was a riot. 68 was a convention. 70, you're right, was a trial. Judge Julius Hoffman and all that stuff.
Abby Hoffman on one side and Julius Hoffman on the other.
That's right, man.
What a trial.
What a trial.
Oh, God. I can't wait for that documentary to start to get into distribution because I want to go see that.
Oh, man, that's so funny. Somebody had a play with all the words from the...
I saw that play.
Great play. It was just super. It was just super. Hey, I want to talk about MySpace.
Sure.
Listen, I play some records up at the independent community radio station there in Boulder. You know which one it is, and I play some records there a couple of nights a week, early mornings, and I get a lot of information from MySpace. I belong to a list that's a folk disc jockey list, and people send things over, and you talk about Tom Russell. He's a successful artist, but there's a whole lot of people out there who are writing songs and. You know, right now with the times the way they are, they're so much similar to back in those '60s times that we need to take a look at history. And people are writing songs left and right, saying things about how they feel. And it can be on both sides of the coin, but it's a chance to get the word out. And I'm really happy about MySpace. You can go there and you can get download an MP3, an entire song from somebody who's universally couldn't get themselves published without the technology.
Yeah, that's true of the whole internet. Russell's site, he's got like three songs I think up there that you can download, and that's true of the whole internet. I mean, the whole internet is changing, the way we function, and I love it. I mean,
right.
I absolutely love it. And the only thing I don't do. Which I know a lot of people out here called me and said one time called me and said that they do, and maybe you do it. I just don't download a lot of music off of it.
I don't either.
I buy my music. Basically.
I'm still a CD person.
Yeah,
me too. But the kids. That's like, people are saying, well, CDs are a thing of the past, and the kids are just like, 99 cents, get this, put it in the iPod, play it until they get tired of it, go get some more,
Yeah. And there, although I find this interesting, Apple's iPod, Apple's music sales, digital music sales was down this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what that's all about. Is if they're not going there and they're not buying from them, is there a resurgence in CD buying now?
Gosh, I don't know. But here's the thing: it's like when we went from albums to CDs, And I at the same time I got older, I can't read the fine print.
Yeah, that'll become a problem. No kidding. That's become a huge problem.
And you know what I miss is all that information that liner notes and album covers and all that stuff is a whole genre of art and expression that's if not going away completely, is diminished, pardon the pun. But
yeah, you know what? I miss all of that, too. I'll tell you what. I miss all of that for sure. I miss everything about... I'm going through this phase. I don't know when this started or why it started, but I'm starting to... But I've been going through this whole phase of this whole 60s phase, but not necessarily the political aspect of the 60s, the culture aspect of the 60s. I just got through... seeing this documentary on Big Daddy Ed Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him from the 60s?
Yep.
And the Rat Fink cartoons?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the Von Dutch stuff and all the lowbrow car culture stuff.
Oh yeah.
California
stuff.
And I grew up in Southern California. So that was a big part of my, the Revell models and all of that was a big part of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really going through that where I'm looking at all this stuff on the internet and checking out all this stuff and also all these obscure rock and roll bands that, nobody gives a damn about, but I remember them. And so I've been hunting around to see, if some of these people are around, or I've been going to YouTube to see if there's video clips of them. I don't know, man. This has been going on now for a couple of months.
Well, you can find all that stuff, and I can relate to that because I relate to it, and I think, and you think about this, they lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, they certainly did. Lyndon Johnson did lie about the Gulf of Tonkin. That's right.
And so Tom Paxton, he's a songwriter. You know that name?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, he says, in a song, he says, Lyndon Johnson told the nation, do not fear escalation. Well, what are we doing today?
Augmentation.
Same thing.
Augmentation. Yeah. Condi says I wouldn't call it. I wouldn't call it that. So I was thinking about WLS and Little Snotnose, and every time I think about Tommy, down here in Douglas County, I think of Little Snotnose.
Well, he's still around. Tommy Edwards is still around, man.
Yeah. Well, there's another Tommy down here that.
Snotnose Tommy, the congressman.
Yeah.
All right, pal. Hey, thanks. Thanks for the call.
Hey, glad to have you back, Jay, and thanks for taking the call this morning.
You got it, man. Anytime.
Right.
See you later.
It's fascinating what you were saying about getting nostalgic about the culture of the 60s. On Thanksgiving night, my wife and I were just kind of channel surfing, and we came across the movie Woodstock, which I hadn't seen in 30 years. And we both sat there in trance for the next 3 hours watching that.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, that was such an innocent, neat time. Neither one of us went to Woodstock, but we were of that generation, and it was like,
Well, just this whole, for me, it's just this whole car culture, whole beach, surf, I don't know how to explain it, thing of the 60s in Southern California where gas was like...
water.
27 cents a gallon, and you could get a hamburger for 20 cents.
Yeah.
And you could go to the beach every single day.
In Miami.
And all this stuff was going on, and you would, in my case, you would drive 40 or 45 minutes or whatever it is north to L.A., and you would go to the Sunset Strip and Hollywood Boulevard, and all this stuff was going on the Sunset Strip, and there was, Pandora's Box and... the Whiskey a Go-Go and all these clubs and all this craziness and, the committee. And
seemed like life was full of infinite possibilities.
The L.A. Free Press, and it was like, yeah, that's exactly. It was just, the whole world was there. It was like everything was happening. 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. Just a bunch of old men sitting around reminiscing here. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. It's 921-21
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437. 322-1437.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, so now we're really going to reminisce. Okay, so if anybody out there is like 22 years old.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you.
Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
In junior high school.
No, I got bullied in high school, too, and also in junior high school as well. I think that that goes on, but I think the difference is that those girls went and did that, and then they had some guy video it, and then they stuck it up on YouTube where the whole world could see it. So it wasn't a matter of like somebody catching you in the corner, you know, between classes or after school or something, and getting into a fight with you and beating you up. It's a matter of they stuck it up there for the whole world to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, one time, the worst time I had was when I was just walking past a fast food joint, and these four girls decided that they wanted to hassle me and try to get me to smoke a cigarette or fight one of them. And when I refused to do both, well, then all of them got into it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can identify with that. I mean, I got picked on a lot as a kid. And, I not only got it at home, but also got it at school. And it caused me to grow up essentially as a very, very angry, hostile adult, turn into a very angry, hostile young person and then adult. But once again, I think the horror of this girl video thing. And then, CNN got on this story and kept running it over and over and over again. And it got to the point where John and I, not John M., but John Turk and I, started talking between the breaks about, look at CNN, they're running it again and again and again. And it was like, enough already with the story.
Oh, yeah. There are so many stories that they've wound up, not only CNN, but all the others, that they just simply do over and over again. Like, oh, the guy that they arrested for, that they thought for JonBenet there, even reporting on what he ate on the airplane. And this was the national news. And it was like nothing for some of the real serious stuff, like the judge that said that Bush's wiretapping stuff was unconstitutional.
Yeah, that didn't get, you're right, that didn't get as much play. Now there's a story out this morning of a fatal high school stabbing at a high school in Massachusetts. So, there's something going on with kids, and I intend to take up, I want to talk more about this on Monday, but there's something going on with kids, and I don't know what it is that's going on with kids, or is it that it's the same stuff that has always gone on? It's just that there's more available media now to cover this stuff and to make it so that if something happens, say, like this thing in Massachusetts, that if you're sitting in Denver, Colorado, now all of a sudden you know about it.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I really do think it's a bit of both.
Yeah, I
agree. There's more of it, and what there is of it gets more widely distributed.
Well, I've been a journalist for almost 36 years, and I got to say I'm kind of disgusted with the state of modern mainstream journalism. I mean, last night, for instance, I was watching the NBC Nightly News. What do they lead with? They lead with the story about the tests on the infant car seats, being screwed
up. Oh, the Consumer Reports.
Then they follow that with a breast cancer update, then they get into Iraq. And ABC did the same thing. CBS was the only one that actually started with the real hard news of the day. That, you see this, which is surprising considering with Katie Couric, that newscast has softened tremendously. But, the fluff is the rule now. It's more lifestyle medical, that type of stuff, that, that they seem to think that politics
news
is not that interesting.
Type. The news magazines type, the 2020 type news stories.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was feeling, too. And, you know, if I want to have some real good news about what's happening overseas and what the rest of the world is thinking about, I watch Channel 12's BBC.
BBC World News.
Yeah, well, you can go to the B, and you also can go to the BBC on the web, too.
Yeah.
I've even watched Al Jazeera on the web just to see what they have to say about the about things. And Bob Ney, by the way, the Republican congressman, what did he get, 18 months?
30 months.
So I got 30 months.
Judge gave him more than the prosecutors asked for.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't want to get on the air here and say I'm fed up with the whole media, but I'm fed up with the whole media. All right, Korea, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a good one.
See you
later. Bye.
I am fed up with the whole media.
Me too.
You know, but I should all go off the air, including us, everybody. Goodbye.
No. Come on.
Silence.
We're the beacon of light in a sea of darkness.
You think so? I don't think I'm the beacon of anything. I'll be honest with you.
Well, at least we can, you know, laugh about it. Otherwise, we'd be crying.
See, what we ought to do, which would get us into huge trouble, is we ought to get on here and do a whole four-hour show one day about what this, what it used to be like and what it's like now. Some of these younger people listening have no idea what this business, what went on behind the scenes and what this stuff used to be like and all the people you worked with and all the craziness, and now all that stuff's gone. Isn't it?
Well, what?
Because you know what? You could be bizarre and you could be nuts because it used to be that if management didn't like you, you just walked across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And some other sucker would take a chance on you.
I have.
Never mind your deviant behavior.
When I started, I was this blown away, dope smoking hippie, but I had this deep voice and I sounded like Walter Cronkite, you know, and I would put it on. And I was like left wing Paul Harvey in Miami. My greatest line was after the Saturday Night Massacre when Nixon fired Archibald Cox, you know, the special prosecutor. I went on the air Monday morning. I said, they have a new name for Richard Nixon around Washington. They're calling him the cocksacker in the White House.
That's good.
You know, you could get
away with that stuff. We better be careful, though, because if we're not careful, we're going to be playing Patty Page records on some, you know, middle-of-the-road radio station that doesn't exist somewhere. Because that's what we're getting. We're getting too nostalgic here, don't you think?
Yeah, I think we better knock it off.
We better stop it. Because if you're 30 years old or 25, you don't give a damn about any of that crap. Right?
Exactly.
It's like, God almighty, you heard these two guys on AM 760? No, what about them?
But at least
it's like the old it's the old age home every morning over there.
At least we're not angry, grumpy old men like the Republicans.
I'm too worn out to be an angry white man.
We could rename the show and call it the Radio Dinosaur Show.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Social Security living are all those damn things. Notch baby programs.
You know what scared the hell out of me? I was reading the New York Times book review, and there's a new book about O'Reilly. He was born the same. He's my age, man. He was born in 1949.
He's not human.
No.
Oh, God, did you hear what he did?
Oh, about the kid that was kidnapped?
The Hornbeck kid? Did you hear about what O'Reilly did about that? Did you hear that? Where he said that the Hornbeck, that this kid that was kidnapped, he said that and the guy was like threatening him with a gun and all this stuff, that he said it appeared to him that the kid enjoyed being away from home because he didn't have to go to school, he could play video games all day and wander around and do whatever he wants to do. Then the parents, and I guess it airs today, then they get on Oprah and say, well, we think the kid was sexually molested.
Yeah.
Oh, way to go, Bill. You know what? Way to go, you scumbag. You know what? How do guys like that stay employed?
I remember,
you know, in my career, if I got on here and made a statement like that on this radio station or any place else I've worked, you know what? I'd get blown out.
Yeah, but he's Roger Ailes' boy over at Fox.
You know, I'd get fired. I don't care whose boy I'm in. I'd get fired.
Roger Ailes has no morals. He has no conscience. He's a sociopath.
I mean, geez, doesn't that bother anybody?
Not those people.
I guess not, man. I guess if you like O'Reilly, I guess if you follow that swill, I guess you think that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and he'll survive. He'll survive. And nobody will make a big deal about it, and he'll survive. So you take the victim of a terrible crime, and you blame the victim. You know what that's like? That's like the old days when women used to get raped, and they would try this as a defense. Well, how many sexual partners has she had? Did she have a short skirt on? Remember those days?
And it worked. It used to work.
Yeah, but you go like, hey, what do you mean? Who cares if she was naked? Rape is not... Okay, now I'm going to burst a stitch in my gut. All right, it's 9:35. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600, and we'll take more calls. Right now, here's traffic with Gina. Gina likes Bill O'Reilly, don't you, Gina?
You know, sometimes.
Oh, come on,
I'm not
you
a
like
big
him.
Fan. I'm not a big fan, no.
Now they beat it up on Michael Hornbeck, right? He should be proud about that, don't you think?
Yeah, that probably wasn't a real nice thing for him to say.
See,
doesn't have a lot of insight, apparently.
See, wouldn't you like to just take a plumber's pipe and smack him in the crotch? So I'm serious.
Well, I don't have a plumber's pipe. But...
Well, I'll get you one. I got a Home Depot.
I'd pay my good money to see that.
You know, make him a one testicular wonder.
I suspect there's a lot of women that would have liked to have done that to Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Okay. Particularly the one who sued him for sexual harassment.
Bring out the loofah.
All right. What's the traffic look like?
All right. Well, with the exception of some heavy traffic northbound 25 through the bridges, we're actually in really good shape. Definitely recovered from the commute. We have a project, though, at the intersection of Arapahoe and Parker. Traffic's really bogged down there. Looks like they're going to be working on the westbound lanes through this evening, so I would try to avoid that area if at all possible. Otherwise, you're going to be caught in some major backups. Weather today, mostly sunny but cool, high of 38 right now. A few clouds, 12. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the big one, the Denver Boat Show, now through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers and 500 new boats means the best.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Energy Hog to Team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Impact segment tonight, disturbing case of the two kidnapped boys in Missouri. As you know, police found 15-year-old Sean Hornbeck in an apartment of 41-year-old Michael Devlin last week, along with 13-year-old Ben Ownby. Both boys had allegedly been kidnapped by Devlin, who ran a pizza place in the town of Kirkwood. Sean had been missing for 4 years, and the question is, why didn't he escape when he could have? There are all kinds of theories about that. Joining us now from Washington, Greta Van Susteren, who has been out to Missouri reporting
on
the case.
What a break drop in the skies.
The Stockholm Syndrome thing, I don't buy it. I've never bought it. I didn't think it happened in the Patty Hearst case. I don't think it happened here.
16 now.
I'm not buying this. If you're 11 years old or 12 years old, 13, and you have a strong bond with your family, okay, even if the guy threatens you this and that, you're riding your bike around, you got friends, the kid didn't go to school, there's all kinds of stuff. If you can get away, you get away. All right, you're 11. This is what I believe happened in the Hearst case and in this case. The situation that Hearst found herself in was exciting. She had a boring life, she was a child of privilege. All of a sudden, she's in with a bunch of charismatic thugs, and she enjoyed it. The situation here for this kid looks to me to be a lot more fun than what he had under his old parents. He didn't have to go to school, run around, do whatever he wanted.
Some kids like school.
What?
Some kids like school.
Well, I don't believe this kid did. And I think when it all comes down, what's going to happen is there was an element here that this kid liked about his circumstance. Now,
you're applying that same sort of thinking to this 11-year-old to 15-year-old. You're thinking logically. You think to yourself, why didn't he leave? That's what most people think. Frankly, I had that thought as well. But I think you've got to remember that this is a child. He doesn't have, you know, for whatever reason, he may have, you know, wanted to be with his kidnapper. Maybe his kidnapper turned out to be, quote, a nice guy or whatever. But this is a kid, Bill, and I think we've got to wait till we get all the facts.
All right.
You may turn out to be right.
I usually do. If I'm wrong, Greta, we'll play this tape and you'll get your points.
At this point, I simply don't know, but I'll wait for the facts.
All right. Greta will have more on the record, 10 Eastern. Thanks, Greta, as always. In a moment, the kidnapping of those two boys should be front page news in your house if you have kids. I actually hope I'm wrong about Sean Hornbeck. I hope he did not make a conscious decision to accept his captivity because Devlin made things easy for him. No school, play all day long. But to just chalk this up to brainwashing and walk away is turning away from the true danger of child molesters and abductors. All American children must be taught survival skills.
All right, enough. I can't take any more. I couldn't do that to make a dollar bill. I really just couldn't. The guy is... and then now it turns out that the kid may have been molested. Fine, so let's see if, you know, how is he going to bail himself out of that? Well, he's not going to because he doesn't have to because nobody in management there holds him responsible. That's basically what that's about. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. It's open phones here this morning. Let's go to Sam in Broomfield. Sam, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right.
I want to go back to the old, to the late 60s, early 70s with you.
Oh, God, we're going to reminisce again.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Our arteries are getting hard. Go ahead.
I think I'm older than you, Don. I think it was a California band. I need some help on this one, Jay. Keith Hartley Band. Ever heard of them?
No.
Never heard of Keith Hartley Band?
No.
Savoy Brown.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Kim Simmons, guitar player.
Yeah.
Tremendous guitar player. That's what I wanted to ask you. I called a few months ago when Todd was on, and I couldn't get through. I wanted to ask him who his favorite guitar player was. And I'll ask that question to you also. Who do you favor as your favorite rock and roll guitarist?
Wow.
Well, not necessarily rock and roll. It could be anything.
That's a tough question for me to answer, and I'll tell you why it's tough for me to answer, because I've always been mostly focused in on songwriters as opposed to guitarists, but I guess my favorite guitarist of all time would have to be either... And this is a stock answer I guess everybody gives.
Hendrix.
Yeah, it would have to be Jimi Hendrix. Or maybe just as far as being able to play, maybe just Chet Atkins.
Chet Atkins was good. I'll tell you the guy who I think was the best of all time, other than maybe Jimmy. Michael Bloomfield.
Bloomfield was good. No question.
Oh, he can make a talk, Jay.
Yeah, no question. I have no question about that. There's so many... So many great artists and musicians
out there. How about modern day, Jay? I kind of like John Mayer a little bit, but he don't seem to play enough.
No, modern day, you know what? I have to admit this. Modern day, I'm starting to slip behind now and getting lost. I'm starting to fall out of contact. I read Rolling Stone and look at stuff, but I'm starting to fall out of contact. And the last CDs that I bought, which was a couple of months ago, is I bought that Waylon Jennings RCA box set. And I really haven't bought, I can't think of the last time I bought anything that would be considered, well, Sean Marshall, Cat Power would probably be the last thing that I bought.
What about the Neil Young CD?
Yeah, I bought that too. That's right, Neil Young Live, I bought that too.
That was excellent. You know, he's another great guitar player that doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. He's
yeah, I like him a
very
lot.
Very powerful guitar.
I like Neil Young a lot, but I don't know of anything. I mean, I know there's a new Beck out, and I don't, I don't have it, and I'm just lost when it comes
to
modern
music. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I don't know if I'm like you, but I'm 60, and I can't relate as well. I can't relate to this music like I used to back in the day.
Well, what do you mean you can't relate to it? You can't relate to the lyrics, or you can't relate to the way it sounds, or what?
Everything. Yeah. You know, even soul music. I used to really like soul music. Besides the big names, I'd always go for people like the Impressions. I thought Curtis Mayfield was excellent.
Well, there is no soul music now. Now it's rap, right?
Yeah. I mean, but there should be some type of, like Mary Blige or whatever her name is. Something like that is semi-soul, don't you think?
See, I don't know because I don't listen to enough of it. I mean,
yeah.
I listen to Americana and country if I'm going to listen to anything. And I don't even listen to modern country, although The Wolf is a hell of a radio station, and I've listened to it a couple of times, but I'm stuck. I'm one of these guys that's stuck driving around in my car listening to, like, you know, old Merle Haggard and Lefty Frizzell.
Who's the country singer who's, and I only know the two lines to it, but they said everybody's got to be somewhere, and I'd rather be anywhere but here.
Oh, hell, I don't know. That could be anybody.
That's what I was saying when I was in Vietnam.
That could be anybody. But, yeah, I'm just stuck on that. I'm just stuck on that old stuff. And
you guys are forgetting Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page would be in there, too.
Yeah, Jimmy could play a little bit.
Jerry Garcia?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Eric Clapton.
Greg Allman.
But all those names go without saying.
Yeah. That's why I kind of went outside the box with Kim Simmons and Bloomfield, although Bloomfield should be recognized, I think. I mean, but I'm an old blues guy.
I like Menudo. Whatever happened to them? All right, man. We'll see you later.
Take care.
We're just a bunch of old men sitting around reminiscing. We got to stop doing this because it's not relevant.
I got to throw in one. He was talking about blues. The Siegel Schwal Blues Band.
Oh, I remember them.
They did an album with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra that was a William Russo piece for blues band and symphony orchestra that would just blow your socks off.
Oh, yeah. You probably peeled off the label and smoked it.
Well, no, but it was one of those albums.
Yeah, well, here we go.
It was one of those double albums.
Oh, sure.
Those are great for separating stems and seeds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm rolling on. All right, 9:48. It's 48 minutes past the hour.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Get a brand new F-150 for just $13,900.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
5519.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
You're listening to Colorado's progressive voice, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay. You know it's over with when any talk show uses this as a bumper. Okay, you know it's suck it out loud, man.
Thought I got to raise a first, thought I got to raise a harder.
Right?
Oh, man, that's hurt my ears.
Hey, man, these guys were like on Berkeley Speckled Orange, and they recorded it in the middle of the San Francisco Bay on a barge. It was so loud. And they're all like ex-Hell's Angels.
I like window.
And people, yeah, window panes. And people would walk around and repeat those stories, and people would go, really, man? Yeah, I can dig it. Wow, cool. Listen to this. This is just noise.
Well, my mama, papa told my son, you got to make some money.
Yeah, there's nothing creative going on there.
You know, drive down Colfax Boulevard in a chopped car with this blowing out at 20,000 decibels and see if the DPD doesn't pull you over with incense burning on your dashboard. Hey! See if anybody pays any attention.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Wow. Well, the Who redid it, so that'd be have something.
Well, now, you know who had the original version of this, don't you? You're too young to even remember. The late Eddie Cochran.
Yeah.
This was an old rockabilly tune.
Yeah.
These guys just did it and put that guitar thing in there and made it like...
You got me. I thought Blue Shear was the original.
Psychedelia. No, we had this argument before. I told you about the Leaves and Hey Joe. You didn't
believe
me.
Now I'm looking. I see Summertime Blues by Eddie Cochran, too.
Oh, do we have that version? Oh, play that. Eddie Cochran was a punk, man. He was great.
Yeah.
This guy wore leather jackets and walked with a limp.
Yep.
He died in a taxi cab accident in London, England.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler.
Yeah. He was a rebel, this
that
guy.
That was the way it was meant to be done.
See, it's an anti-parent, anti-work ethic song.
Try to get a date.
See, that's why, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about conservatives and about the GOP, okay? This stuff is out there, but guys like Limbaugh and O'Reilly and those people, they never understood this.
No.
They went along with it, but they A, never understood it, they B, never could get laid in high school, because no girls would ever hang out with them, and they never got any of this stuff. They went, oh yeah, this is really great music, okay? You know? But they didn't understand the essence of it, because look how they turned out.
No, that's the culture war going on.
No, I mean, that's the real
culture
war.
Within our own generation.
No, they didn't get it. Limbaugh doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And, you know. And so while the rest of us were, like, you know, turning on, tuning in, dropping out in the 60s, Limbaugh was, you know, holed up in his closet with his Popular Mechanics, you know, magazine or some crap like that, and he didn't get into all that stuff until later and had to deal with OxyContin. Now he can't hear. Can you hear me now?
Who?
Unless he has those things strapped to his ears.
Dave's not here.
That's what I've always wanted to do to Limbaugh.
What?
Well, is walk up and grab one of those things and go, and see what happens.
Or take an air horn right next to him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Picking on a guy that's in that shape, but I really, wouldn't you love to do that to him?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, we're cruel.
You're terrible.
But he deserves it.
Yeah, he does. There used to be this British talk show host in the Tampa Bay area named Tim Coles. He's dead, may his soul rest in peace, and he couldn't hear very well. Hello? Are you there? So he'd call him up, you know, and he'd work on one of these radio stations getting those phone calls. Hello, you on the air, caller? I'd go, yeah, hi, I'd like to talk about the national deficit. Hello, I can't hear you. Are you there? Yeah, I'd like to talk about the national deficit. And he'd say, I can't hear you. Are you there? You go, yeah, can you hear me now? I'm talking about the national deficit, you... And then let out the F-bomb on him and then go out over the air. Here's hearing aid whistling and all this stuff. Woo! You know? I mean, the stuff we used to do, and you just can't do that anymore. You know, call Larry King when he used to have his radio show and play the harmonica and hang up every night.
I remember when King was on the radio in Miami at WKAT. The Big Cat.
Yeah.
Miami Beach.
They used to have this guy who would call up all the time and play the trombone. He'd call him and Tom Snyder up. Go, hello, let's go to Pismo Beach. And then just hang up. All right, but I've always wanted to do that to Limbaugh. Do you think I'll ever get my wish? I don't think so. Now I'll get about 10,000 emails of people saying about how cruel I am. You're right, I'm a cruel guy. Okay, but what goes around comes around. Okay?
That's right.
That's right. He deserves
everything we give him.
Every
ounce of abuse.
Every bit of it. Okay, so just remember, when you're listening to those rock and roll oldies, just remember, okay, guys like Limbaugh and O'Reilly never understood what that music was
right.
about. They never got it, because if they did, they wouldn't turn out the way they are today.
George W. as well.
Well, he doesn't get anything, so what does it make? All right, see you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949.